This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is the charts are provided for us by Talkers Magazine. And you find the interesting stories here of compelling nature. You can check out the list at talkers.com of the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people. We do this every week with selected talk radio hosts from around the country, including Victoria Jones in here with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Also Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is in the control room at Radio America in Washington. And we're joined by John Harper also, who is a frequent contributor. Yeah, he runs WMEL on the Space Coast. And because the number one story this week is the hurricane, thought we ought to start with John and get right to the overview of, I think last week we talked about the hurricane. It seemed like the never-ending storm. And yet now you have beautiful sunny skies and things are sort of back to normal. It didn't hit you as bad as it might have. But certainly there are stories to tell, John, right?
There certainly are, Doug. Good morning, and it has been an interesting week that was, I guess, as the old song used to go. But nonetheless, we survived, and we're back, and it's hot and humid, and ready to take a look at what is out there in the Atlantic Basin as the next group of hurricanes start to form off the coast of the off the coast of Africa. But this particular storm, Doug, certainly did a lot, I think, for the psyche of at least the people here in the state of Florida. One of the big takeaways from it, and I'll get into damage reports and things like that, but from a human aspect of it, one of the big takeaways was the fact that everybody really pitched in and helped their neighbors, so to speak. It seems like disasters bring the best out in people, and this was no exception. And neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. I spoke to neighbors that I had never known before. And it seems like that really was a big takeaway from this particular storm as far as how people want to help one another. And now, of course, they're looking at the Bahamas all over the country and trying to help and aid the people in the Bahamas who were so devastated compared to what we went through. So it definitely has been an interesting week and a half in anticipation of this storm.
So I'm going to go around the table here. We have a virtual table, even though we're all in different places. I'm reminded of what happened on the island of Haiti several years ago with a destruction there and thinking that they haven't really recovered yet. And I'm thinking about Puerto Rico and how they haven't really recovered yet. And I'm now wondering about the Bahamas There's a difference, and I'm not afraid to interject this because it may be that I'm right and it may be that I'm wrong. But in a political consideration, are the islands that are affected by this that still are not back together again versus the ownership of land and the constituency that is the Bahama Island chain, that'll get fixed faster because of the population? Does anybody disagree with that contention?
No, this John? Is John, and I agree, Doug. It does seem like the aid to the Bahamas is forthcoming much, much quicker than it did for Haiti a couple of years ago, and for Puerto Rico 2 years ago, almost to the date. And there definitely is a difference in this particular go-around with this hurricane. Granted, again, devastating, total devastating destruction, as we all know and we've seen and read and heard. But at the same time, almost before the hurricane finished blowing through that area, aid was starting to pour in, whether it be in the form of clothing, food, or money.
Yeah. Well, but the island, the financial aspects of who controls, whites and Europeans control the Bahamas.
Right.
There's no white people in charge in Puerto Rico, and there sure aren't any white people in charge in Haiti who are living there as far as that's concerned. Victoria, am I on solid ground here, or am I on weak ground?
I think the relationship between the Bahamas and the United Kingdom may be an assistance to the Bahamas in recovery. I think also the fact that the Bahamas is a vacation destination, and so is known for that. Puerto Rico is also, I'm just mentioning that, so I think that, you know, that
the Bahamas didn't mouth off against the guy running the country that can help them the most.
I don't think that's necessarily a major thing. I mean, really, but I do think the Bahamas will probably recover quicker. I'm having really struggling with my grammar this morning. It's not very good. Okay. I wouldn't, Miss Hassel would not be pleased with me. but you know, this was a massive, massive, massive storm. So it's these things are very hard to predict.
So that's our, I think that's enough on Hurricane Dorian, unless anybody's got anything else.
Doug, one more thing. The people of Alabama are certainly breathing a sigh of relief this morning as well.
Well, if I may, America should be awash in gratitude of CNN's deep coverage of Sharpie Gate. Sharpie Gate. It's a Category 5 story that will storm and surge and not blow over. Yes.
All right. Is that too much of an inside? You want to tell the rest of that story?
I think we all know that. I mean, how silly is it?
We may, but the listeners may not.
Okay, well, how silly is it to tamper with a map of the forecast of a hurricane, which is what happened, and President Trump showed it to the nation in a black Sharpie, which, by the way, is how President Trump marks up his newspapers and all his documents. So whether he did it or not, I really don't know. To include Alabama, which is what he had tweeted, was in the path of the hurricane. And this was a story that had completely died down. Nobody was talking about it anymore. And, of course, it was revived because the president doesn't like to admit that he was wrong. And it was like, we're not talking about Alabama. We're talking about North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. We're talking about everything else. But the president wants to talk about
how we always talk, but the news media loves to take shots at Trump. Whether
he took a shot at himself.
I understand that, but it's just, you know, can the guy do anything right with some people? I thought one of the most interesting things. Speaking of black, Isaiah Washington, a black actor, took
That's
exception. Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm like going to sit right over here in the corner and not.
Awkward!
Why? No, that's a nice segue.
Whatever.
Isaiah Washington declared that he voted for Trump. He voted for Denzel Washington a couple of times and has been shunned by members of the black community. How dare you not vote for a Democrat? He says, I left the Democratic Party for lots of different reasons. But I find this to be another example.
Right. He's also going to be shunned by Hollywood because, what is the two actors from Will and Grace? They pretty much are outing every Trump supporter in Hollywood, and they want them listed so that they know who not to work with.
What is that in and of itself? Yeah, but then think about that as well. This is supposed to be a free country. Aren't you supposed to have the whatever ideas you want to have and hold on to them?
If you own a business, if you work in an industry and you are a Trump supporter, you are on a list somewhere so that everybody knows not to do business with you.
That's California.
Doug, I got to tell you, I hear your rage, Doug, or at least your reaction to this. I'm thinking, yeah, isn't it the other side of McCarthyism? Like, wait a second.
What, it absolutely is. Yes.
Wasn't Hollywood the victim of the House Un-American Activities Committee, and yet they're acting just like the House did?
Yeah,
or McCarthy, if you like, to take it to the Senate.
The most astonishing thing from Deborah Messing, really foolish, and it was like, where did this come from? What happened was that she tweeted, I believe it was a tweet, that these Hollywood types who were going to be going to some Trump event, that people should know their names so that she could decide not to work with them. It was like, this is bizarre, and where did it come from?
The complete arrogance of these people to think that, and I like Deborah Messing as an actress.
She's a good actress.
She's funny. She's hysterical.
But this goes back to personalizing.
John?
This goes back to the days you may recall during the Nixon administration, in which Nixon had a hit list of people in the media, people in Hollywood.
It almost sounds
like that.
Yeah, you're right.
But let's remember that this also, again, is part of the intense personalization of things. We see tweets coming from top politicians attacking people. President Trump in his response referred to her as a bad actress. Why not just address the issue and not attack her actor? You see,
especially because she's not a bad actress, she's a pretty good actress.
See,
in fact,
this is it. It's all personal and nasty now.
Yeah. Talk radio review. Victoria, Rick, John, and Rich with Doug Steffen. Join Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. Game changer. If you have aches and pains, you know, like, remember, was it, who was it that used to be? It was Charlie Sheen, right? I'm winning. This is
winning.
All right. So this is going, you're going to win. If you've got aches and pains, you're winning the battle against the aches and pains. If you're using Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil, Joint Formula 14 will get you on your feet if you've had, let's say, knee replacement, a hip replacement surgery, that kind of stuff. Pains, aches, all sorts of things that bother all of us, no matter what age we are. And a lot of people have been on glucosamine and chondroitin for a long time. Good stuff. But Joint Formula 14 is more reliable because it is going to give you relief and it's going to do it quicker. Get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. I take it. I use it. I like it. I give it to my dog, Daisy May. She is doing well with it as well. And you'll do even better with it because you get 50% off the retail price when you go to achefree.live and use the DJV code. All right, get on the board. And by the way, if it doesn't work in 14 days, get your money back. That's the deal. Feel better in 14 days or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Use the code DJV for the 50% offer.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is.
Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
24 at the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with talk host John Harper, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen here with the charts from the week of September 2nd to the 6th. Talkers Magazine lists the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people being discussed at number 10. NFL season kicks off. And who won the game? What was the
Packers
score?
Won. 10-3.
Packers won. Bears. Okay. Number 9, that boat fire off of the coast of California. That was really kind of, we're talking about Mondo Bizarro. A 75-foot boat blows up, basically. I don't think anybody's figured out why it blew up yet. Most everybody except the crew got killed in it. Went right to the bottom fast. Really,
well,
I don't know. What do you say?
It was a lithium battery that caught on fire.
Really? Another one of those?
Oh.
I didn't hear that. Wow.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Yeah.
All right, number 8 is our immigration situation, and I don't know. I'm looking at these things from the point of view of what's new and what is, what's changing, and I don't see any of that. I mean,
well, from week to week, there's not going to be seismic changes unless it's something like a hurricane or...
Right.
Trump drawing on a map or something like that. Otherwise, it's going to be
primarily
the same stuff.
Let me just quickly run through this. Walmart and some of the other stores that have a new gun policy, you don't bring a gun into the store. We'll talk about that a little bit. Climate change and blah, blah, with the weather at number 6. Presidential race number 5. I think there's an interesting story here. And maybe this goes, Victoria wants to have us tune into a story that is important that we haven't quite gotten to yet. The presidential race is we keep focusing on the Democrats and all the characters that are running there. I think there's trouble in paradise between Pence and Trump, and I've always thought, you know, there's not one lick of familiarity. Trump is a Eastern hamburger eating belligerent businessman, and Pence is kind of a Midwestern. He's not a farmer, but he's way there's other than faking it like George Bush the father did, faking being a conservative. Trump is faking most of that. Pence doesn't. Pence is true to his stripes, and I think that there's a lot of stuff that Pence thinks and does that doesn't hit the grain with Trump. And I'm thinking that Nikki Haley is a much better face for the future of the Republican Party than Pence is, whether that's what people are thinking or not.
I'd be down with that.
I think that there's it wouldn't shock me if Pence hit the road and Nikki Haley showed up as the vice presidential nominee when next year rolls around. Anybody else want to give me a shot on that?
Doug, as they always say, you don't vote for the vice president on a ticket.
No.
You vote for the person at the top.
Yeah,
so
that's not true. I voted for Dick Cheney, and boy, what I got was really.
Yeah, aren't you happy you did that?
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't vote for either one of them. What about you, Rick?
I hear what John's saying. I know, right? There you go. This is the first time I've heard anyone suggest that perhaps there should be a change of vice president. I was listening to what you said. I thought, well, I never even considered that. But I have to agree. Rich is the only person in America who voted for the vice president in a presidential race. I don't think most people do.
I remember.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm gonna out you on this one, Richie. You're gonna out me.
Okay.
When the same. Remember when what's her face, Sarah. In Alaska, we saw her, and you and I got on the phone with each other.
Yep.
I'm voting for her.
Yep.
She's so sexy and pretty, and yeah,
two morons that we were.
Yeah, when McCain put her on, and she's my God, oof, the face of
Sarah Palin.
No, but
I voted for Cheney because I was like, okay, who's this Bush guy? And Cheney was like, all right, this guy knows the system. He knows how to make things get through Congress. He knows how the White House works. Good. Yeah, all right.
He knows how to mess up the country. It's 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits?
Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get back to our Talk Radio review, a roundup of the hot hits in Talk Radio, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, listening to lots of Talk Radio programs, hosts, and stations around the country to come up with this list. Number 10, the NFL season kicking off. Number 9, the boat fire off the coast of California. Number 8, immigration reform. Number 7, the gun policy at Walmart. Actually, this is, I'm going to take a side street here for just a second. Number 7, just a second. There were 5 stores this week, big Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Kroger, that said to their clients, please don't bring your gun into the store. Now, whether it's don't bring the gun into the store or don't bring a gun in that we can see. I thought that was pretty interesting in that there are those who, and I was actually one of them, immediately said, okay, so we don't bring guns into the store. Let's look at who's been shooting things up or where they shoot things up in places like these big stores or where people may go to shoot things up. So the philosophy of the NRA and many of its members is that if we don't have a gun to prevent that, then you're just sitting ducks. So there was some recoiling by some of the usual suspects. So what do we make?
You're going to have your greeter frisk me when I walk in?
Yeah.
Have you, have you seen those greeters?
Yeah, they barely pay attention to you. So, it's a nice thing to say, but in reality, anybody with a concealed carry is still going to conceal carry inside Walmart.
So, do you have a? Did you get anybody ringing your bell, Rick? There at WDEL. By the way, everybody who's here: Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, John Harper, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, here in Delaware, we had Moms Demand action from a couple from here and many from out of state, and there's like 20 or 30 people who had a demonstration. Meanwhile, hundreds, like 500 people, also Democrats here in Delaware, said, no, we want to keep our guns. And I see that kind of reaction happening here in Delaware, which is an indelibly blue state. And when Walmart did this, and they said something crazy about, well, you know, and we care about women, and I'm thinking, wait a second, so you're going to tell women they can't buy the ammunition for their home self-defense weapon? Well, that seemed kind of nuts to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, the whole thing is kind of nuts, actually, when you get around the passion that is part of all of these discussions. So, let's see. Number six is climate change. There's nothing new there. I do want to go back to number five, the climate of the presidential race. The way California is doing things, the state of California will be one of the first to vote in the primary next March. And because of that, remember how things sort of get distorted because of the way the news media says, oh, he won in New Hampshire, or he won in Iowa. Well, now they're going to say he won in California. Is that going to carry more weight because Elizabeth Warren is likely to be Joe Biden among Democrats who will vote in the primary in California? So what does that do for the face?
Everybody pays attention to California. Those people are crazy.
Brent,
but if you win in a big state, it actually does make a difference. So it doesn't matter if the people are crazy. If you win in a big state, you win in a big state. That actually makes a difference.
Big state
of crazy
people.
Well, it doesn't make any difference if you're winning in a big state and
sorry,
it's a primary
California,
state for Democrats. It makes a difference because those are primary voters in the Democratic Party. That makes a difference. It makes a difference with the number of delegates. Of course, it does.
Absolutely.
You could argue that Republican voters in some states are nuts also, but if they're in a big state, it makes a difference.
The people who go vote in the primaries are nuts because they're the hard core of either the left or the right, and that's the problem with the educational system in our country, the people who don't really understand how the system actually works. In fact, the primary is a more important election than the general election. But what civics courses in school are teaching that? They don't even have civics courses, no matter what they're teaching. And the average person thinks, oh, I'm going to go vote in the regular election. Unless you're a hardcore person like me who votes in every election no matter what, whether you're voting on dog catcher or you're voting the whatever the issue may be, or statewide, national, there are not a lot of people who do that. And I'm saying that that's wrong. You want to have a say in how the country is actually run, or at least you want to fake having a say in how it's run by voting for somebody that you think is actually running the country when in fact he or she isn't. But let's give it a shot. And you don't go to the primaries, you're screwing yourself. That's the way I look at it. Everybody else want to, am I right, wrong? Of course I'm right.
Well, you're right, because people always go, oh, there's no good choices here. You know, the last Republican primary, there was 20 people. Yeah. And this Democratic primary, there's 20 people.
20 people.
You would think that you could find somebody reasonably decent out of those 20 on each side. Mm-hmm. But if you don't go to the primary and vote for them, you get what you get.
Yep.
If you're a Democrat, of course, if you're an independent, which is what I am, and you live in a state with a closed primary, you're shut out of the system.
Right.
And I think that's remarkably unfair.
Well, it is. And then you get into a discussion of the Electoral College and all that stuff. What I thought was interesting is this week Ohio canceling hundreds of thousands of voter registrations. The list of voters it's using had a lot of mistakes in it. Secretary of State there published a list of about 235,000 voters at risk of losing their registrations. This is back to that whole business about who votes, how do they register, state identification, you know, the fact that you can go and vote. This is flawed on both sides. The fact that I can walk in. I voted. Richie's eyeballs roll back. I don't think I've told that story here. One election, a federal election, I voted three times.
I voted absentee ballot in Florida because I had a residence there. I voted in the morning in Massachusetts and got on an airplane and flew to California and voted in California that night. And
why?
Nobody, well, just to show that I could do it. It was like taking, you know, one day I took Cialis, Viagra, and Levitra just to find out what would happen. I had the same
and
thing.
And would you like to tell the class?
He ended up in jail.
It was very popular.
Yeah. Now, you know, you did, Doug, commit federal offenses when you were voting like this. Was there any repercussion? Did you make it public?
The statute of limitations is long. No, this was long. This was... Richie, when did I have residence in Florida? Probably 14 years ago.
No, if you only voted locally, I would think that's allowed. It's just if you voted for the presidential election three times, that would be.
I did. Yeah. I didn't have to prove who I was. And that was the point of me bringing this up. I can go into any Massachusetts or California. I vote in Massachusetts for the most part. I don't want to be a resident of California, but I just I did that to prove a point of how flawed the system is, how ridiculous it is to not want to prove.
Why were you registered in California?
Well, because I had property there.
Well, you shouldn't have been registered in California, should you?
Well, so you want me to go to jail now?
Well, yeah, I do. You shouldn't have registered yourself in California.
Thank you.
Doug, if you do, it would be a great radio topic.
That's very naughty.
I was doing it because it was good radio discussion. I was doing it for my own.
You're a naughty, naughty, naughty boy.
You don't want that to get out too much here in the state of Florida because you know how things go here in Florida.
Right.
So, with elections. So let's keep that on the QT.
Right, we'll keep it, yeah. This is a number of years ago, so at this point it doesn't make much difference. All right, in a moment.
Have you taken the Viagra on the same day?
What, that I did the elections?
Yeah.
Elections and erections on the same day. I thought about it that way, but no, I did not, Victoria.
It increases your voting power by three states.
That's good. I like that. In a moment, Victoria is going to tell us what she thinks is the number one story. We haven't gotten to Brexit yet. Let's see if it's related to that right after a few important words, including me suggesting that if you have blood sugar issues, and one in three of us does, there are some interesting treatments around, but they make you tired, and they also kind of put constraints on your daily life. But there is a new, see, you knew I was going to tell you the story, and I'm going to have a solution to the problem. Solution is Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin is a natural blend of 10 key ingredients that support healthy glycemic response, so you feel great. You're back to normal, and you can enjoy the simple things in your daily life. Every one of Curalin's ingredients is backed by clinical studies that support their effect on glucose levels. Thousands of studies back every single ingredient. This is no fly-by-night outfit, nor is it a fly-by-night product. Curalin, spelled C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It boosts your energy, maintains healthy insulin levels, and supports a healthy metabolism. So you get a proper blend of fats and carbs. You can get Curalin today for a limited time. Go to Curalin.co. That's Curalin.co. For a $20 off offer, use the DJV code, 1 month supply, $20 off of that. At Curalin.co, you type in the DJV promo code, $20 off the price of Curalin. Get started and have a happier, fuller life. You got any kind of sugar issues, blood sugar issues, you want Curalin. It's Curalin.co, promo code DJV. The charts for the week of September 2nd to the 6th. Sometimes we don't do a particularly great job of sticking to the list that Michael Harrison and his crew creates. So I'm doing this to make sure you know what the official list is from Talkers Magazine. Top 10 stories, number 10. The NFL season kicking off, a new football season, sports talk radio in general. Number 9, that boat fire. Number 8, race relations, immigration reform, that sort of thing. Number 7, the gun situation. Walmart has changed its gun sales policy with regard to carry concealed carry in the store. Climate change, number 6 on the list. Presidential race, number 5. What's happening in England with Brexit is number 4. The Hong Kongians and their the comings and goings, what's happening in the relationship with China, number 2, our China relationship,
ourselves, the U.S.-China relation, and then the hurricane number one, as you might imagine, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Survey.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is introducing a new music benefit for Prime student members as students get ready to head to campus this fall. New and current student members can now subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited, the premium subscription tier of Amazon Music, and immediately access more than 50 million songs, including the latest releases, for an additional 99 cents per month to their monthly or annual Prime student membership plan. By adding Amazon Music Unlimited, Prime student members can get thousands of curated playlists, stations, and discover new music through Voice with Alexa in the Amazon Music mobile app. Julie Law, Amazon.
Amazon Prime offers college students the best of shopping and entertainment, and we're adding Amazon Music's premium streaming service to Prime's fast free one-day shipping, as well as unlimited streaming on Prime Video.
College students who haven't yet tried Prime Student can also sign up for a six-month trial at amazon.com/Prime Student.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV. The list of people that have come to the surface this week in terms of talking about various issues. When you talk about the issues, you talk about the people. Andrew Luck is at number 10 on the survey. Deborah Messing at number 9. She's messing with the president and it's gotten some attention. Wayne LaPierre runs the NRA. Number 8, Mike Pence. Is he gonzo? Number 7. Number 6 and 5, the candidates from the Democratic Party, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Boris Johnson is at number 4, and his future and the fate of Brexit, I guess, all part of that discussion. Carrie Lam is in the number 3 position. Xi Jinping, never pronounce it right. I just say the fellow who's running China, he's number 2. And Donald Trump, the fellow who's running America, number 1 this week on the people list, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Victoria Jones, John Harper, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. So number 4 is Brexit. I was thinking that with Victoria, the number 1 story would be the fact that Boris Johnson's brother resigned from Parliament because he's angry at his brother. He says there's a big deal between family loyalty and the national interest. I thought that was kind of interesting. That's the big story, right, Victoria?
That's part of the big story, but I was on the British websites yesterday doing research for my multiple interviews on Brexit, and I came across an even bigger story about Britain, and yes, it was this. Scandinavian scientists, so that's a bit suspect anyway, simply because they're not British scientists, say that the Loch Ness Monster may be, in fact, a giant eel.
Really?
Yes. They have done multiple DNA sampling of all the creatures they believe to be in Loch Ness. And they say there's no evidence of a monster, but there is multiple evidence of eels, which we all knew there are eels in Loch Ness. And they say it might be a giant eel. And we're like, it's not an eel. It can't be a giant eel. We've all seen the pictures. It's clearly not an eel. An eel doesn't have a head like that. It's obviously a monster. Once again, the scientists are trying to take away our monster. That's the big story.
Damn it. That's awful.
Out of Britain.
Terrible. How many people remember the movie? Am I the only one here who remembers The Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yes.
So John, you got to remember that. You and I are the same age. Remember The Creature from the Black Lagoon?
This we look like C-3PO on steroids, actually. That's what the guy looked like. This was back in the 50s, though, when it was when you get scared. I mean, you talk about the scary movies that are around today and how they're produced. That movie gave people tremors, and all it was a guy dressed in aluminum foil walking out of a lake carrying some babe. Harper, you don't remember that?
Oops. Where'd John go? In fact, I had a poster of it hanging in the radio station recently.
Now I remember. You know what? I remember seeing that when I was in your station. Yes.
Yeah.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon. All right. Well, anyway, Victoria, you've set us all reeling. Thank you very much for that touching focus on what's going on. And we didn't get much on Brexit, but I don't know. Is there any Brexit?
Well, yes, there is, actually. Boris is going to bring back his bill for an election,
right, and it's
not clear he's going to win.
Really? All right. There you go. 10 before the hour. Thank you to Victoria and John and Rick and Richie on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for Tech Talk, a review, actually, of the top five stories from the world of technology as they impact you, courtesy of the work done, the research from Victoria Keelan, who's all over this stuff all the time. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the announcer. You're a big, the big voiced announcer that goes to number five.
Google is in the news this week, and of course Google owns YouTube, so it's really more of a YouTube story. But the reason they're in the news, not for great reason. They have to pay $170 million to settle accusations that YouTube violated laws protecting children's privacy. The Federal Trade Commission and New York's Attorney General have said that YouTube broke the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by collecting personal information about minors without their parents' permission. Then they used that information to target advertisements at the children. And so the act says that websites can't collect data on children under the age of 13 unless a parent consents to it, and YouTube apparently did not do any of that. $170 million is actually the largest civil penalty ever imposed under the child privacy law. $136 million of this goes to the Federal Trade Commission. $34 million goes to the state of New York. None of it goes to the kids whose identity was targeted. Yeah, it's one of those...
Or money grab from politicians and bureaucrats.
Yep, and yes, YouTube was totally in the wrong, and maybe there will be a class action lawsuit, I'm not sure. But again, parents may not even know if their child was watching a YouTube video and was targeted like this. So it's not an easy thing to figure out. But it's not an easy thing to prove because, you know, we all know if you search for something and then the next time you're online, the thing you just searched for is everywhere because of cookies. So it's kind of difficult to prove. But, yeah, again, none of the money goes to any of the victims.
All right, number four.
Facebook is saying goodbye to its tag suggestions feature, and they're introducing a broader feature called face recognition to all of their users. So now, with this update, users will receive a notification asking if they want to turn face recognition on or leave it off. It will be defaulted to off. So if you choose to turn it on, Facebook will then use face recognition and their template to find photos and videos of users, even if they're not tagged. This is where people get very nervous about Facebook having essentially the map of your face. And so a lot of people have been saying that a lot of Facebook users are saying they want to keep using Facebook, but they don't want them to have the digital map of their face. And so now Facebook has said, okay, fine, you can turn it off. And again, this is just all comes down to a total lack of trust with Facebook users.
Number three.
Apple acknowledged a flaw in certain Apple Watch models that could actually lead to the screen cracking, and they have now launched a replacement program for anyone who's affected by this. Apple or authorized service providers will replace the screen on the eligible models free of charge, very similar to if your iPhone is under warranty and the screen cracks, you can also get that replaced. Now, for Apple Watch, this is for Series 2 and Series 3. The dangerous thing is those are the waterproof ones. So if you even suspect that your watch might be cracking a little bit, you better get it in and get it replaced before you get waterlogged, and then that does not get covered under this free replacement. So you may, if you have time, it might even be worth just taking your Apple Watch to the store and seeing, or an authorized repair center, and just see if they might want to just pop a new screen on just to be extra safe.
Number two, this is a new study on e-scooter safety. Hey, the bottom line is they aren't.
Exactly. Right. Alcohol has become a major factor in rising electric scooter-related injuries. Now, a new study published this week found that out of 103 patients that they tracked that were treated at three different trauma centers for e-scooter-related injuries, 79% tested positive for alcohol, and 48% of that group was found to have a blood alcohol level of more than 0.08, which is the legal limit for drivers in most states. So, and it wasn't just alcohol that was impairing scooter users here. They also found that 52% of them were tested positive for drugs. So now some states are going to try to make anyone under 17 wear a helmet, but the average age of the people in this study were males who were 37 years old. So watch out if you see a 30-something-year-old dude on a scooter. He's either drunk or high.
Perfect. Number one, Netflix is flawed.
Yep, well, Netflix has a security flaw, and this is just a basic reminder. Don't use the same password for all of your online accounts, and make sure that when you log out of your Netflix account, if you're using it on a public TV, make sure you log out completely, because people can hack in and change your email account, and you'll lose your account.
There you go. Top five items in the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading.
9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Decision to call off talks at Camp David involving the Afghan government has hurt American credibility. But President Trump says it was the Taliban's ongoing attacks, including one in Kabul on Thursday that killed an American soldier, that scuttled the talks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
President Trump said, I'm not going to take that deal. I'm not going to work with someone that can't deliver on their commitments.
Meanwhile, in Kabul,
we want peace. We want to end this meaningless, senseless war.
Afghan presidential spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says if anyone's going to secure peace,
it should be the Afghan government and the Afghan people.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
For the first time ever, Maine will be now the first state will allow ranked voting in a general presidential election.
In ranked voting, when there are more than two candidates in the race, the voters rank them in order of preference, 1, 2, 3, etc. Should no one win with more than 50%, the last place finisher is eliminated, and an instant mathematical runoff determines the winner based on the secondary preferences. Democratic Governor Janet Mills will allow the bill to become law in January with her reservations, but without her signature. That system cost the incumbent Republican Bruce Poliquin his seat in Congress last November. The system will not be used in the presidential primary next spring in March. George Bonzani reporting.
Mark Sanford, the 59-year-old former South Carolina governor and congressman, joined the Republican race against President Trump Sunday. Sanford told Fox News Sunday, quote, this is the beginning of a long walk, and admittedly says he doesn't expect to win, but thinks that we need to have a conversation on what it means to be a Republican, and says the Republican Party has, quote, lost its way. News and analysis, settownhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced. Free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
New York's iconic Charging Bull statue attacked Saturday afternoon by a Texas man wielding a banjo-like instrument. We get the latest from correspondent Julie Walker.
There are several deep gashes to the bronze bull's right horn where it meets its head, but tourists were still crowded around on Sunday taking pictures. Police say Tavon Barlack hit the bull with a metal object that looked like a banjo. Tourists Stephanie and Mike Olson say it's a sign of the times.
People are frustrated and, you know, they're taking it out in strange and unusual ways, apparently.
Kind of a crazy thing to do, if you ask me.
It must have been a really big banjo.
Yeah, I want to look up what brand banjo that is and buy one.
Other tourists speculated it was a protest of some sort. When asked by a reporter why he did it, the man with the beef with the bull said, we'll talk about that later. Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Hard to believe, but this Wednesday marks the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on America. Back in 2001, Beverly Bass, the first female captain for American Airlines, was piloting a flight from Paris to Dallas-Fort Worth when she heard an initial call from another aircraft that the first World Trade Center tower had been hit.
And then about 20 minutes later, we heard the second tower had been hit. And with that came the word airliner and the word terrorism. And honestly, I couldn't even wrap my brain around what terrorism meant, because that long ago, that was really something that happened somewhere else in the world.
Beverly Bass was ordered to divert her flight to Gander, Newfoundland, where she and her passengers remained for 5 days. It's all detailed in a new Fathom Events documentary titled You Are Here, which will be in theaters this Wednesday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
So we'll see.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, the official list charts, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine that do all the research every week for us here, you can find the charts listed at talkers.com. We're overviewing the first full week of September, September 2nd to the 6th. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, whose voice and impact is heard coast to coast loudly every week on this program and in other responsible ways as well. You've got to go to Talkers and see what's going on there. We have the stories to go through, Michael, and the people list as well. Let's see what we can glean from all of the work of your staff this week.
It was an unusual week, to say the least. At number 10, we have the National Football League season kicks off, and Andrew Luck retires. At number 9, the deadly boat fire in California, and that's tied with the dangers of vaping. At number 8, we have race relations and immigration reform, which is kind of low for those topics. They took a back seat in the top 10 to other things. At number 7, gun legislation, and that's tied with Walmart gun sales policy. Climate change, up at number 6, higher than usual. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race. At number 4, Brexit. At number 3, Hong Kong. At number 2, U.S.-China relations, the stock market, and the economy. And number 1, Hurricane Dorian. Number 1 is a natural disaster weather issue. And the People Survey, at number 10, Andrew Luck. At number 9, Deborah Messing. Wayne LaPierre, who we talked about last week, at number 8. Mike Pence at 7. Number 6, we have Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. At number 5, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. That's all mishmash. They all blend into each other. At number 4, Boris Johnson. At number 3, Carrie Lam. Number 2, Xi Jinping. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week.
Boring Boris, boring Boris.
You think Boris is boring?
He's already lost control. He's, his future as a politician in England is over. He didn't play it right. He muffed it. He tried to be like Trump and doesn't work in England. He's done. Finished.
Wow.
Kaputsky.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Over.
Wow.
You see if I'm not right. Okay, you want another prediction?
Sure.
All right. That Mike Pence doesn't make it as the vice president in the second Trump term.
Woo.
How about that?
You buy into that thing about what's-her-face in Carolina?
Yep, I am. Yep. You're not buying into it?
I think she just seeded the discussion.
You think she started it?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're wrong. Hey, look, no, don't back down.
I'm not going to back down.
Just because I see
I'll stand up to you any day. I can stand toe-to-toe with you.
How much you want to put on it? I bet you love people. I'll betcha. No,
I'll betcha.
I don't bet. No, I'm blanking on her name. The former...
she was the UN ambassador.
The UN, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Thank you. Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, out of the blue, said... there's no truth to the rumors that I am going to be replacing Mike Pence. I love Mike Pence. He's wonderful. Where'd that come from? I didn't hear any rumors. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Ooh. Well, you travel in higher circles than I do.
I travel in different circles. they're higher or lower.
I spin around counterclockwise, and you go clockwise.
Yeah, but we both live in Massachusetts much of the time. You spend your time in the winter in Florida, and I spend it in California. But I am aware, and so are you, of things that are going on here. One of the other rumors politically this week that has some impact, remember, California is going to be different this year in that it's going to be one of the first states to vote in the primary next March. And the money is on Elizabeth Warren, because of the cucamongas that live in California, to beat Joe Biden in the presidential preference polling that goes on in the primary. I don't like that for an alliteration. Primary presidential. Yeah. Okay. So if she wins, does that mean she has more vibrancy moving into the national arena? Because you know how the news media is when they look at New Hampshire and Iowa. Now California.
Well, California is going to have a lot of weight. But you make it look like the only two people running in California are Elizabeth and Joe. What about
the only two that make any difference at this point?
Well, but the senator from California, Kamala Harris,
she's lost when she was never a contender. It's amazing that she even got to where she is as a senator, because most people, well, maybe that tells the trend. Maybe you look at the voter and the average voter in California, the fact that they elected her to be anything. She is the most ridiculous, most self-serving, most horrible candidate for elective office that you could possibly find. She epitomizes the Me Too movement in terms of her. It's all about her. Everything. She and Cory Booker, both the same. Cut out of the same cloth. It's all about them. Always has been. And that's why I give a faith in the American people that they won't vote for a phony like those two. How's that?
When they have such a wide variety of phonies that they could vote for.
Well, yeah.
No, those are the two phonies you don't like.
The two phonies I don't like. Right, exactly.
Right.
Who are the two phonies you don't like? Phonies. Get to the phonies here.
I think they're all phonies. I think every one of them are phonies. It's just
because
a
that you have to be a phony in order to run for president.
Well, absolutely. It's such a game of intrigue and
sound
bites and perception and creating impressions and all that. Yeah, it's way beyond reality. Although the climate change issue has become big this week because of Hurricane Dorian, and coincidentally, CNN ran a seven-hour town meeting with the leading Democratic Party candidates, totally devoted to the discussion of climate change, and they each talked like a half hour, 40 minutes. They really got down.
What'd you learn out of it? What'd you get out of it that hasn't been said or thought of before?
I got a little out of it here and there in terms of knowledge of how they handle it, but in terms
how
of
they, you mean the candidates or how?
Yeah. I mean, but I follow this stuff kind of meticulously, so it's what I do. But I don't think that it
You follow climate change, you mean?
I follow every one of these issues. That's what I do. I've been following climate change since I'm a kid because I'm into science.
Right.
And you know, if you depoliticize climate change, of course climate changes. It's changed countless times.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Planet's 5 billion years old. You think it's because we have records that go back to 1880, that's it? That's the whole history of the planet? How ridiculous is that?
But, you know, there's a thing called geology. Yeah. And, but so it's all mucked up with politics. Yes. But in terms of Kamala Harris being the worst possible candidate, I've heard that said about her. I'm not crazy about her.
No.
I'm not crazy about her, but I don't think that she's necessarily that much worse than a number of the phonies that are running. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then there are all these crazy issues, like, is Joe Biden senile, you know.
That's offensive. Just because he's in his 70s, I find that really offensive.
Well, he does a lot of gaffes. He does some really...
Well, he's always done it. When he was in his 40s, he made gaffes.
Is
he senile in his 40s?
How
do you get to be vice president if he's senile?
Well, because as Donald Trump said, Barack Obama saved him from the junk pile.
Oh, nonsense!
But I'm not saying I'm not expressing any favoritism to any of these.
I know. Yeah.
I'm just telling you that.
So here's one political story that's kind of interesting that maybe the rest of the country isn't focused on yet. Except every time a Kennedy pops up in politics, everybody runs. who's running? This guy's running? Joe Kennedy III. Is stumping across New Hampshire this week for Elizabeth Warren, even though last week Elizabeth Warren said she was going to support because Joe Kennedy III is going to run against Ed Malarkey, and because of his name, he may have a chance of winning. It's one of these confusing things. Okay, so it's like a chessboard. I'm going to support her. Because she's from my home state, but she's not supporting me because she has a political allegiance to Ed Malarkey. So where does all that? It just shows you the nature of politics.
But it is politics. Well, politics makes strange bedfellows. There's a saying for you.
Yes,
and,
right.
And you know, it's all political strategery.
Yes, it is. Is that a word?
George W. Bush coined it.
Strategery.
Strategery. Yes.
Strategery. I like that.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
A good word.
Time for us to put everybody to sleep, Michael, by referring to how well you sleep. Last night, did you get a good night's sleep? You got your MyPillows all set on you and Bernadette fix up your MyPillows so that you had a good night's rest?
I can't believe that you are talking about what I do in the bedroom on this radio show. I understand the need in talk radio to express a little bit about your personal life, but this is over the line.
Is it?
I didn't sign up for an X-rated program. What is this all about?
It's not X-rated. This has to do with
my agent. My agent is going to be getting in touch with
you. My agent?
Okay. Do your pillow commercial. Do your pillow commercial and leave me out of it.
Oh! Okay, no talking about Michael and his pillows. I'm talking about my pillows. Everybody, I have a house full of people here. They all like the my pillows on the beds. They're all around my house. My pillow wants.
What is that all about?
What
a lot of people over there with beds all over the place. What are you running a bed and breakfast
in my house.
Or
beds.
Some kind of a?
No, I have.
Are you making a movie?
My business partners are here.
Okay.
All
right, I'll leave you alone.
Using my
Go
pillows.
Ahead. Do the. Course.
There's a special deal that my pillow is offering in honor of. The people who have supported Mike Lindell and his invention, which is the MyPillow. 1,500 people. Do you realize in that factory, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, now manufacturing all these pillows because they're so popular? Right now, though, this final few days of the Labor Day week, there's a big special, a special you can take advantage of, up to 66% off of what's in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Special page and save up to 66% on all these things. The body pillow selling for $29 while supplies last, normally $89. The standard and queen size platinum premium pillows from MyPillow, usually $69, now $23. All of this stuff is going to go bye-bye quickly. Use the promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com. See all the other things that can make your rest very special. That's MyPillow.com. Buy everything with the promo code DJV.
our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
I was just passing time, kind of just passing through on my way to you.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino, Cody Johnson, All-American Texas country music singer-songwriter, on stage performing favorites On My Way to You and Ain't Nothing to It.
Left behind me up in smoke, every fork in the road.
Cody Johnson, October 17th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with the stories, the people, the story behind the story, you name it, we've got it. We've got an in with everybody. We know everything. There's nothing you can't ask us that we don't have a good snap. Remember, who used to say that? Larry Glick.
Yeah.
Well,
actually,
great radio personalities.
We see you when you're sleeping. We know when you're awake.
You're awake. Yes.
Right.
We know if you've been good or bad.
That's
so
right.
Be good, for goodness sake. Michael Harrison.
That sounds like a dangerous authoritarian.
It is. Right, exactly. Smokes a pipe and flies around
See,
in a sleigh.
You never know where the next
right.
fascist is going to come from.
Who's watching? That's exactly right. Michael Harrison is here to answer the question, should talk radio shows be tough and controversial or entertaining and fluffy? Assuming that if it's tough and controversial, it may not be entertaining. This is get to the whole root of the word entertaining and what that means, because a lot of people think entertaining means you're laughing, but I think entertaining means you're paying attention, right?
I totally agree with that. It's engagement, yeah. I mean, and nothing fits the definition of entertaining empirically. What's entertaining to one person might not be entertaining to another.
That's
true. Entertaining doesn't have to be stupid. Some people are entertained by the most, complicated academic, deep dives into details.
Yes.
So, there's no such thing as one definition for entertaining. And a lot of people in the broadcasting business don't realize that. So when someone says, my goal is to be entertaining, they think it is to tell jokes, to be funny,
right.
As you said.
Yeah. No. Doesn't work that way. Sorry.
No.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Doesn't work that way at all. So one of the things about talk radio that I think, and I brought that, I wasn't being facetious as far as what we're supposed to do. I don't know. We're supposed to get an audience and sell advertising and make money for the people that own the station. That's what we're supposed to do. But in the meantime, we have other missions, or at least I have always thought we had other missions, and that was to help find a source for help. You present a problem. What's the solution? In the case of Hurricane Dorian, a lot of people on radio stations around the country are helping a lot by raising awareness, raising money, doing things. I think radio shows up pretty well in that department. What do you think?
I think some of radio shows up really well, and a lot of radio should be embarrassed.
Well, okay. Give us a closer look into
that. No, I mean, a lot of stations don't even have anybody working there. So
that's true. They're in a closet. Yeah.
I don't want to mention any stations or any specific cities or markets, but you constantly hear stories about, a tornado will pop up, go to the media, and you go to the radio station, and they're not talking about it because it's coming from some other place, or it's an old show, or there's nobody there. So, the idea that all of radio shows up, some radio shows up, and the radio that shows up is good. I believe everybody should own a radio. I really do believe that every home should have an old-fashioned AM/FM radio in it.
Yep.
Every car should have one in it. And
and
when you go on the road, throw a little portable radio in your bag, in your suitcase. And I think that the radio industry should be promoting the sale and use of radios, actual radios. We're not talking about iPhones or that, because it does, in an emergency, prove to be one of the best means of communication. And usually in every city, there's at least one radio station doing a good job in the case of an emergency, and maybe 20 or 30 of them that are asleep at the wheel.
Right. Well, that's not a good number, but at least we call attention to it. That's our job here, calling attention to issues and what's going on the radio. This is the Talk Radio.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Carolyn today. For a limited time, go to carolyn.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's carolyn.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Carolyn today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Carolyn.co, promo code DJV. Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants, doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds, and it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go into maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading Atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week beginning September 6th.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, overviewing the charts, the stories behind the stories. So, the Brexit thing, Michael, on your mind as you think, I don't know how much talk, you do a lot of talking, a lot of guest shots on various programs because people look at you as the authority when it comes to discussing the issues, what the issues are, but also the meat and potatoes of the issue. So do you think, for example, Boris Johnson, who's on the list at number four, and the story is number four, is done politically? No. His career is over?
No, I don't think it's done. I don't know that it's not done, but I wouldn't put it past this guy to rebound. He has a personality that is fascinating to the British consciousness. You're no stranger to Great Britain. You've spent a lot of time there and do.
Yeah. Yeah.
The British are fascinated by flamboyant characters, and maybe even more so than Americans, and he plays to that. What Trump has going for him here is that Trump has won an election and had millions and millions of votes. Boris Johnson has not gotten millions and millions of votes to be the prime minister. He came in through a special election, a very, very teeny-weeny little percentage of the population voted for him, and those were the party leaders. He's the head of the Conservative Party. So a lot's going to depend upon how much support does Boris Johnson have from the people of the UK, and that may come out next week. I think he's still in there swinging, and I wouldn't put it
well, but there's
him.
A fight. His brother, who is in Parliament with him, has resigned.
Joe Johnson.
Yeah, right. Sounds like you ought to be a singer, right?
Yeah, I know. As I say, don't confuse
him. Comes from Detroit, and here from Detroit is Joe Johnson, and the parliamentarians.
Right, remember, the parliaments.
Wasn't it the parliaments? Parliament Funkadelic? You remember?
Yeah,
Parliament?
Yeah, absolutely.
George
Clinton.
Who was that? George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Wow. See where we go with these conversations, folks. So, the Brexit thing is very important to a lot of people trying to weigh what the circumstances are. How much will Brexit or situation in England and Europe affect the economy globally? And that's another thing that is really, I think, overcooked. The news media and their fascination or whatever it is with the stock market. Every day it goes up and it goes down because that's what it does. It's like the weather. And it becomes, is it that people are so naive that they are actually influenced by that? I mean, that's what causes recessions, right? Somebody hears a rumor and something starts and then something else goes and before you know it, things fall apart. It's almost like it was planned. What do you think of that?
Well, there are a lot of self-fulfilling prophecies. Of course, in the stock market, there are all these algorithms and bots that are designed to buy and sell, buy and sell, buy and sell from a minute to minute based upon keywords in the news. That these are not human decisions. These are artificial intelligence decisions. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, Trump announces that China called him while he was at the G7. Up, the stock market goes up. Well, that news story triggers a bunch of buys and sells out there that are already programmed into people's strategies. So a lot of this is mindless, and that's why if you're investing in the stock market, you either have to be a very talented day trader with a stomach of steel or just go in it for the long haul, because you really don't know what the trends are until you're there for a while. Day-to-day will make you crazy, and day-to-day is not accurate. It has nothing to do with profit and loss. It has nothing to do with the assets of a company. It has nothing to do with the potential of a company. The real reasons why you should invest in a company is because you've studied it and you know what its future will be. If you're just doing it, you know, haphazardly every day based on emotion, well, you're going to lose your shirt.
That's precisely put. Thank you for that. I always like listening to you as you reason things through. I know a lot of times people are not asking you, but there are very few people. One of the other guys that I love to have on this program is Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Mm-hmm. I have never asked him a question for which he did not have a very intelligent answer. No matter over the years, how many years have we been doing this? 20-some-odd years. I've known him longer. You and I have known him for, it seems like, all of our lives. Yeah, I have never asked the guy a question.
Yeah,
never.
30 years.
Yeah. Have I asked him a question that he didn't have an answer for? And so I go back to you with my reference here. I always know that I can sort of spin the top and let you go, and you will have an explanation that's very credible for things. That probably speaks, you know, maybe when you talk about good talk radio people, good conversationalists on the radio, got a good voice, good mind, That's really what it kind of takes. Have you ever done a profile in Talkers Magazine of what it takes to be a really good talk radio personality?
I think that that profile has been written for the last 30 years we've been publishing it. I think it's not like a one-time thing, although we have had a number of
Talking about it in a deliberate way.
Yeah, yeah, we've had things of that nature. Of course, they're controversial within the industry. There are people who believe you do it one way, other people believe you do it another way. There's no universal set, you know, there's no Ten Commandments that everybody buys into. But first of all, thank you for that nice compliment. What you said, I take that very seriously, and I take it to heart. That was very kind of you to say what you said. I also agree with you about Steve Wiseman. He's one of the best speakers and minds out there, and I consider myself blessed to have him not only as a colleague but as a friend. He's really the top of the pack. Very, very, very good person. And for the folks listening to this, you can trust what he says as being pretty damn right on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most important thing about anybody in the media is that they seek to tell the truth. That you don't deceive for the sake of entertainment. Back to the entertainment thing we said. That you can be wrong. There's nothing wrong with being wrong as long as you are wrong with good intentions, as opposed to purposefully wrong, premeditated wrong for self-gain, either, you know, by, you know, shaking.
What would be an example of that?
Telling everybody, being wrong in an ill-conceived way, telling everybody it's going to rain tomorrow when you know it's going to be sunny because you have financial interest in the umbrella company.
That's very interesting.
That's about as easy a thing as I could say.
Yeah.
You know, your personal ego, your personal interest, or just thinking, I'm going to tell them this. They'll love that. All those fools listening to me, they'll run around and tell their uncle and their aunt and their cousins, and I'll get a whole huge audience by simply throwing out, that's called bomb throwing, throwing out something that you know is BS, but that you think will rile up, you know, the listeners and get everybody crazy and bring attention to yourself. Being controversial for the sake of controversy, as opposed to being controversial because you're trying to drive home a point you believe in. So I think this whole the remedy to fake news and the remedy to all the scams and all the crap that we deal with in modern society is to keep in mind, what is the intention of the person saying this? Why are they doing that? Do they mean well? Are they just ill-informed? Or are they lying, as opposed to saying what they believe is true, but they just happen to be wrong? Mm-hmm. And you have to learn how to discriminate, because and I don't mean it in the negative sense. If somebody says something on the radio, or just in your own life, you talk to somebody, they look you in the eye, they seem real credible, and you say to yourself, do they believe what they're saying? Because if they took a lie detector test, they'd probably pass it, even though what they're saying is not true, because they lie to themselves.
They believe it.
They lie to themselves, and then they tell you what they believe is true. How do you deal with that type of distortion? I think everybody should study psychology, because mm-hmm. it really is at the heart of all of this.
Yeah, there's no question that, especially in the age that we've the so-called information age, I think there's one of the things that people argue about is how much political coverage and discussion should there be on these news talk radio stations. Some of them do it wall to wall, and sometimes they have to come up with stuff like you're suggesting because they want to make their point. Some of the stations and the companies that are just unabashedly pro-Trump, and if you don't agree with that point of view, you don't have a job here. I think that's distortion in and of itself, and part of what we're talking about here.
It's affirmation broadcasting. You target an audience, you pick a choir, and then you tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And a lot of people lose their jobs because they are a little bit more independent in their thinking.
Yeah.
And it's going on right now in the Trump world, because there are some stations that are totally geared to pandering to people who love Trump.
Yep. Yeah. And that was my point. Yeah. I think that's the case, and I think it's dangerous for the future of our business, frankly. I don't think
it's dangerous for the future of our country to put any kind of a human being in an authoritarian position because what they're doing right now might be working. Mm-hmm. See, this is the problem going on in England. Boris Johnson put himself in an authoritarian position to get what he wants to get done, strong leadership. But strong leadership might work for an immediate problem, but when you establish that as the precedent, you're setting the stage for a Stalin or for a Castro or for even a Hitler. And that's where we've got to be very careful about not throwing the Constitution and the process away for the sake of the pragmatic expediency of having a strong leader at the moment so we can get this done.
Yeah,
very fine line in a democracy between a strong leader and a strong system.
Very well put. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to spend a moment talking to you about how to lose weight safely. Kellitrin is the way to do that, whether you want to lose a few pounds, whether you want to lose maybe 30 pounds, maybe whether I've seen people on their website that have lost 100 pounds using this method. The reason that people like it is because it's healthy and safe. There's no radical diet. You're not going to be eating or drinking things that'll give you the jitters. This is all about reestablishing protein from collagen in your body, which is how you promote lean, healthy muscle mass. Your weight loss goes out the window, or the weight goes out the window when you get rid of the fat and create that better, leaner body. And it's all because collagen is put back to work. I don't want to go into the scientific or medical side of this, but believe me, your body stops when you're in your 20s producing collagen. That's why when you get older, you get fat. And now you want to maintain that nice, svelte look that you had when you were a kid. Kellitrin's the secret, the healthiest for weight loss, no matter what you're looking at, this does the trick. All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. Kellitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss. So let's get on board. The success story is there. There's successes after successes after successes. And for the rest of this week, you can get 3 bottles at the regular price, 3 free. So you have a 6-month program, which allows you to lose the weight and keep it off, which is what most of these other products or other programs, that you don't do it. You lose the weight and then you gain it back again. So let's go to Kellitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and go for the Labor Day sale, which using the DJB code will give you 3 bottles at the regular price and 3 bottles free. That's Kellitrin.com, DJB code. Buy 3, get 3 for the rest of this week. The list of people that have come to the surface this week in terms of talking about various issues. When you talk about the issues, you talk about the people. Andrew Luck is at number 10 on the survey. Deborah Messing at number 9. She's messing with the president and it's gotten some attention. Wayne LaPierre runs the NRA. Number 8, Mike Pence. Is he gonzo? Number 7. Number 6 and 5, the candidates from the Democratic Party, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Boris Johnson is at number 4, and his future and the fate of Brexit, I guess, all part of that discussion. Carrie Lam is in the number 3 position. Xi Jinping, I never pronounce it right. I just say the fellow who's running China, he's number 2. And Donald Trump, the fellow who's running America, number 1 this week on the people list, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Kellitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Kellitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Kellitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Kellitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Kellitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Kellitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Kellitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy 3, get 3 free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. One of the treats of being involved with Michael is being able to focus on some of the other things that he's doing besides just running Talkers Magazine. He has a lot of audio connections, including the Michael Harrison interview. This week, a very interesting radio host whose name is Ross Kaminsky. He's got an interesting background. Why did you pick him, Michael?
He is a fellow who, in his background, studied economy and politics at Columbia and then spent much of his years up to this point, up to 4 years ago, being a professional trader on the stock market in Chicago. And he really is great at talking about all the things that we talked about.
So when he talks about the economy as part of his overall news talk conversational presence, you can believe what the guy's saying because he's got that in his chops, you know. You know, we talk about guys like Dave Ramsey who have an interesting background, but certainly not a professional background like this guy's got. In that,
you got a lot of guys on the radio talking about the economy through the wrong orifice, and they don't have the experience to really be able to tell the president of Congress how to run the country. They
can't even. That's a visualization. Michael Harrison here. Make sure you check out the Michael Harrison interview, NMHinterview.com or Talkers.com.
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Come on in the Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Talk Radio Countdown now with a review of some of the legal aspects of what are encountered by people engaged in these stories or perhaps affected by these stories. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us, lawyer and college professor, professor at Bentley University. I used to call them profs. You call your professors profs when you're...
I did. You know, I don't hear that from the kids anymore. I'm still getting used to having 20-year-old young women hold doors for me because I'm old and infirm.
There you go.
Boy,
over the hill. That's it. Yep. Wiseman is over the hill.
Right, and sliding fast.
No, not at all. So let's I want to number 9 this week on the countdown is that story of the boat fire. And when I first heard that, all I could think of was you and lawyers. This is a small little company. I think they only had one or two boats, family run. All these other 35 people that got killed on the boat, there's got to be lawyers knocking on their doors already. Do the families actually get anything? There's certainly insurance on the boat, but they're contacted by a lawyer, and then what happens in a circumstance?
You know, as far as getting anything, that's the key thing is you mentioned insurance, and in cases like this, and particularly major, and you've got 35 people. Let's assume for the moment that there was negligence or that there were fire code violations, because sometimes accidents just are accidents.
Happen.
But
yep.
Assuming that it isn't in this case and that negligence can be shown on the boat owners, it's a matter of, you know, what do they have? Generally, insurance, you know, will have limits. And, you know, 35 death claims, it's probably for a small company like that, not going to be a lot to go around. And then so you're going to sue for the personal assets of the boat owners. Well, you know, maybe if they're very wealthy, but oftentimes that's, you know, more trouble than it's worth.
And you think, isn't it a shame that these people lost? But lawyers are kind of bloodthirsty sometimes.
Well, you know, it's, there is a reason.
I don't think I'm breaking it. That's not a bullet for you, but I just.
No, this is, you know, I can swim on Cape Cod because there's professional courtesy. The great white sharks recognize I'm one of theirs. So, you know, there are times that, yes, we are an aggressive bunch. There are also times that it's needed, and you can go back through our, you know, not that long ago history, you know, the Pinto claims, the BP oil claims. There have been a lot of cases where it's been the big tort lawyers who have picked up and brought that, you know, carried the gauntlet, some changes in corporate America that they wouldn't otherwise have done and weren't pressed to do because of the government. The Firestone Tires is another good example. So, yeah, those big tort lawyers make a lot of money out of other people's misery, but they do contribute. They bring some social change.
Right. All right. So the big story is the hurricane. There's no legal. If somebody is on the Carolinas getting slammed with heavy winds and rain this week, we certainly know what's happened as it came in proximity to America. But
yeah,
you know, there's no usual unless people. Have insurance companies that refuse to pay, then the lawyers get into it.
Yeah, right? I'm going to represent the people of Alabama who suffered great mental anguish because they were in fear because
the
hurricane was coming. I'll tell you where the legal aspects of this thing is, and this is big. Actually, I'm glad you brought it up. There are going to be all kinds of phony charities that you're going to get. Phone
scams.
Calls, emails, text messages that are going to be lining people's pockets and not the people of the Bahamas and not the people who are harmed by this. So if you're interested in giving to a charity, go to charitynavigator.org and you can find vetted charities that are really going to do the job.
Yeah, I think that's a great, your Scamicide, go to Scamicide.com as well and it directs you to some of these other websites that will inform you as to the dangers of investing. We'll say the Red Cross, because the Red Cross never uses the money when they say or how they say they're going to do it.
They aren't on the list I'm given.
What, say again?
They're not on the list I'm providing.
No, they're just not. And there are plenty of others. The local charities often are the best ones. But you gotta do your homework and find a trusted source. If you listen to a radio station that's promoting something and you trust them, that's another indicator. Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Dealers in select markets with limited availability.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says peace talks between the Afghanistan and the Taliban are over for now after President Trump scuttled discussions at Camp David that were scheduled for Sunday because of a bombing in Kabul last week that killed 11, including a U.S. serviceman.
I hope it's the case that the Taliban will change their behavior, will recommit to the things that we've been talking to them about for months. In the end, this will be resolved through a series of conversations. I hope the Taliban will agree to meet with the Afghan government.
Meanwhile, speaking on ABC's This Week Sunday, Pompeo says the Taliban's carried out other attacks while the peace talks have been taking place, as have the U.S. forces in Afghanistan. President Trump scheduled to visit Baltimore this week to speak at a retreat for GOP lawmakers. According to the White House, Mr. Trump set to deliver his remarks at the 2019 House Republican Conference member retreat dinner on Thursday. Mark Sanford, the 59-year-old former South Carolina governor and congressman, joined the Republican race against President Trump Sunday. In a video announcing his presidential bid, Sanford says he's running for the Republican nomination to change the nation's course on debt and spending.
Democrats aren't talking about it, and instead are in a daily competition of more versus more at the presidential level. The president himself has called himself the king of debt and ruled out action on the very things that drive our debt and spending.
Meanwhile, on Fox News Sunday, Sanford said his announcement is the beginning of what he calls a long walk, and while he admits he doesn't expect to win, he thinks that, quote, we need to have a conversation on what it means to be a Republican, and says the Republican Party has lost its way. Sanford joins a growing list now. Joe Walsh, a former Tea Party-backed one-term congressman from Illinois, and Bill Weld, the former Republican governor of Massachusetts, have already declared primary challenges to the president. This is Town Hall.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Former Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says it's been a rough week for Prime Minister Boris Johnson. After several resignations by conservative MPs and cabinet ministers and a rejection by lawmakers for a snap election in an effort to break Britain's Brexit deadlock.
We're going to keep going on with the negotiations with the EU. We want a deal by the end of October, but we must leave come what may. I think the country otherwise will be drawn quicker into the quicksand, if you like.
Raab says MPs are currently preparing legislation which will compel Prime Minister Johnson to seek another extension from Brussels. The director of an MIT research lab who resigned from the university over his ties to Jeffrey Epstein has also resigned from the boards of the New York Times and two other foundations. The MacArthur Foundation and John S. and James L. Knight Foundation announced Joy Ito's resignation. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Lawmakers and animal advocates call on the Federal Aviation Administration to ban doors off helicopter sightseeing flights for both tourists and their dogs. Correspondent Julie Walker has this report.
Senator Chuck Schumer says after five people died last year in a doors-off tour where selfies of feet hanging outside the helicopter is a big draw, there's a new gimmick.
Fly Nyon has now added a new lure. Bring your dog and hold your dog out the window. That's disgraceful.
Schumer and Senator Bob Menendez want the FAA to close a loophole allowing these tourist flights. Ashley Byrne with PETA says dogs don't belong in that situation.
The noise alone of a helicopter would be enough to cause a lot of dogs to panic.
Fly Nyon says it's fully compliant with all FAA operating and safety standards. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully-built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is the charts are provided for us by Talkers Magazine. And if you find interesting stories here of compelling nature, you can check out the list at talkers.com of the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people. We do this every week with selected talk radio hosts from around the country, including Victoria Jones in here with us from the D.C. Radio Company, also Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is in the control room at Radio America in Washington, and we're joined by John Harper also, who is a frequent contributor. Yeah, he runs WMEL on the Space Coast. And because the number one story this week is the hurricane, thought we ought to start with John and get right to the overview of... I think last week we talked about the hurricane. It seemed like the never-ending storm, and yet now you have beautiful sunny skies and things are sort of back to normal. It didn't hit you as bad as it might have, but certainly there are stories to tell, John, right?
There certainly are, Doug. Good morning. And it has been an interesting week that was, I guess, as the old song used to go, but nonetheless, we survived and we're back, and it's hot and humid, and ready to take a look at what is out there in the Atlantic Basin as the next group of hurricanes start to form off the coast of the off the coast of Africa. But this particular storm, Doug, certainly did a lot, I think, for the psyche of at least the people here in the state of Florida. And I think one of the big takeaways from it And I'll get into damage reports and things like that. But from a human aspect of it, one of the big takeaways was the fact that everybody really pitched in and helped their neighbors, so to speak. It seems like disasters bring the best out in people, and this was no exception. And neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. I spoke to neighbors that I had never known before. And it seems like that really was a big takeaway from this particular storm as far as how people want to help one another. And now, of course, they're looking at the Bahamas all over the country and trying to help and aid the people in the Bahamas who were so devastated compared to what we went through. So so it definitely has been an interesting week and a half in anticipation of this storm.
So I'm going to go around the table here. We have a virtual table, even though we're all in different places. I'm reminded of what happened on the island of Haiti several years ago with a destruction there, and thinking that they haven't really recovered yet. And I'm thinking about Puerto Rico and how they haven't really recovered yet. And I'm now wondering about the Bahamas. There's a difference, and I'm not afraid to interject this, because it may be that I'm right and it may be that I'm wrong. But in a political consideration, are the islands that are affected by this that still are not back together again versus the ownership of land and the constituency that is the Bahama island chain, that'll get fixed faster because of the population? Does anybody disagree with that contention?
No, this is John, and I agree, Doug. It does seem like the aid to the Bahamas is forthcoming much, much quicker than it did for Haiti a couple of years ago, and for Puerto Rico 2 years ago, almost to the date. And there definitely is a difference in this particular go around with this hurricane. Granted, again, devastating, total devastating destruction, as we all know and we've seen and read and heard. But at the same time, almost before the hurricane finished blowing through that area, aid was starting to pour in, whether it be in the form of clothing, food, or money.
Yeah. Well, but the financial aspects of who controls, whites and Europeans control the Bahamas.
Right.
There's no white people in charge in Puerto Rico, and there sure aren't any white people in charge in Haiti who are living there, as far as that's concerned. Victoria, am I on solid ground here, or am I on weak ground?
I think the relationship between the Bahamas and the United Kingdom may be an assistance to the Bahamas in recovery. I think also the fact that the Bahamas is a vacation destination, and so is known
for
that.
Rico.
Puerto Rico is also, but, you know, I'm just mentioning that, so I think, you know, that...
The Bahamas didn't mouth off against the guy running the country that can help them the most.
I don't think that's necessarily a major thing, I mean, really, but I do think the Bahamas will probably recover quicker. I'm having really struggling with my grammar this morning. It's not very good. I wouldn't, Miss Hassel would not be pleased with me. But, you know, this was a massive, massive, massive storm. So it's these things are very hard to predict.
So that's I think that's enough on Hurricane Dorian, unless anybody's got anything else.
By the way, Doug, one more thing. The people of Alabama are certainly breathing a sigh of relief this morning as well.
Well, if I may, America should be awash in gratitude of CNN's deep coverage of Sharpie Gate. Sharpie Gate. It's a Category 5 story that will storm and surge and not blow over. Yes.
All right. Is that too much of an inside? You want to tell the rest of that story?
I think we all know. I mean, how silly is it?
We may, but the listeners may not.
Okay, well, how silly is it to tamper with a map of the forecast of a hurricane, which is what happened, and President Trump showed it to the nation in a black Sharpie, which, by the way, is how President Trump marks up his newspapers and all his documents. So whether he did it or not, I really don't know, to include Alabama, which is what he had tweeted was in the path of the hurricane. And this was a story that had completely died down. Nobody was talking about it anymore. And, of course, it was revived because the president doesn't like to admit that he was wrong. And it was like, we're not talking about Alabama. We're talking about North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. We're talking about everything else. But the president wants to talk about
how we always talk, but the news media loves to take shots at Trump. Whether
he took a shot at himself.
I understand that, but it's just, you know, can the guy do anything right with some people? I thought one of the most interesting things, Sharpie on a map. Speaking of black, Isaiah Washington, a black actor, took
That's
exception. Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm like going to sit right over here in the corner and not.
Awkward.
Well, no, that's a nice segue.
Whatever.
Isaiah Washington declared that he voted for Trump. He voted for Denzel Washington a couple of times and has been shunned by members of the black community. How dare you not vote for a Democrat? He says, I left the Democratic Party. For lots of different reasons. But I find this to be another example.
Right, he's also going to be shunned by Hollywood because, what is the two actors from Will and Grace, they pretty much are outing every Trump supporter in Hollywood, and they want them listed so that they know who not to work with.
Isn't that in and of itself? Yeah, but then think about that as well. This is supposed to be a free country. Aren't you supposed to have the whatever ideas you want to have and hold on to them?
If you own a business, if you work in an industry and you are a Trump supporter, you are on a list somewhere so that everybody knows not to do business with you.
That's California.
Doug, I got to tell you, I hear your rage, Doug, or at least your reaction to this. I'm thinking, yeah, isn't it the other side of McCarthyism? Like, wait a second.
It absolutely is. Yes.
Wasn't Hollywood the victim of the House Un-American Activities Committee, and yet they're acting just like the House did, or McCarthy, if you like, to take it to the Senate.
The most astonishing thing from Deborah Messing, really foolish, and it was like, where did this come from? This what happened was that she tweeted, I believe it was a tweet, that these Hollywood types who were going to be going to some Trump event, that people should know their names so that she could decide not to work with them. It was like, this is bizarre, and where did it come from?
The complete arrogance of these people to think that, and I like Deborah Messing as an actress.
She's a good actress.
She's funny.
She's hysterical.
Funny.
But this goes back to personalizing.
John?
This goes back to the days you may recall during the Nixon administration, in which Nixon had a hit list of people in the media, people in Hollywood.
It almost sounds
like that.
Yeah, you're right.
But let's remember that this also, again, is part of the intense personalization of things. We see tweets coming from top politicians attacking people. President Trump in his response referred to her as a bad actress. Why not just address the issue and not attack her acting? You see,
especially because she's not a bad actress, she's a pretty good actress.
This is it. It's all personal and nasty now.
Yeah. Talk radio review. Victoria, Rick, John, and Rich with Doug Steffen. Join Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. Game changer. If you have aches and pains, you know, like, remember, was it, who was it that used to be? It was Charlie Sheen, right? Winning. I'm winning. This is
winning.
All right. So this is going to, you're going to win. If you've got aches and pains, you're winning the battle against the aches and pains. If you're using Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil, Joint Formula 14 will get you on your feet if you've had, let's say, knee replacement, a hip replacement surgery, that kind of stuff. Pains, aches, all sorts of things that bother all of us, no matter what age we are. And a lot of people have been on glucosamine and chondroitin for a long time. Good stuff. But Joint Formula 14 is more reliable because it is going to give you relief and it's going to do it quicker.
Get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. I take it. I use it. I like it. I give it to my dog, Daisy May. She is doing well with it as well. And you'll do even better with it because you get 50% the retail price when you go to achefree.live and use the DJV code. All right, get on the board. And by the way, if it doesn't work in 14 days, get your money back. That's the deal. Feel better in 14 days or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Use the code DJV for the 50% offer.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
24 at the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with talk host John Harper, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen here with the charts from the week of September 2nd to the 6th. Talkers Magazine lists the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people being discussed at number 10. NFL season kicks off. And who won the game? What was the
Packers
score?
Won. 10-3.
Packers
beat
won.
The Bears.
Okay. Number 9, that boat fire off of the coast of California. That was really kind of, we're talking about Mondo Bizarro. A 75-foot boat blows up, basically. I don't think anybody's figured out why it blew up yet. Most everybody except the crew got killed in it. Went right to the bottom fast. Really, what do you say?
It was a lithium battery that caught on fire.
Really? Another one of those.
No.
I didn't hear that. Wow.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Yeah.
All right, number 8 is our immigration situation, and I don't know. I'm looking at these things from the point of view of what's new and what is, you know, what's changing, and I don't see any of that. I mean,
well, from week to week, there's not going to be seismic changes unless it's something like a hurricane or...
Right.
Trump drawing on a map or something like that. Otherwise, it's going to be
primarily
the same stuff.
Let me just quickly run through this. Walmart and some of the other stores that have a new gun policy, don't bring a gun into the store. We'll talk about that a little bit. Climate change and blah, blah, with the weather, number 6. Presidential race, number 5. I think there's an interesting story here. And maybe this goes, Victoria wants to have us tune into a story that is important that we haven't quite gotten to yet. The presidential race is we keep focusing on the Democrats and all the characters that are running there. I think there's trouble in paradise between Pence and Trump, and I've always thought, you know, there's not one lick of familiarity. Trump is a Eastern hamburger eating belligerent businessman, and Pence is kind of a Midwestern. He's not a farmer. But he's way there's other than faking it like George Bush the father did, faking being a conservative. Trump is faking most of that. Pence doesn't. Pence is true to his stripes, and I think that there's a lot of stuff that Pence thinks and does that doesn't hit the grain with Trump. And I'm thinking that Nikki Haley is a much better face for the future of the Republican Party than Pence is. Whether that's what people are thinking or not,
I'd be down with that.
I think that there's it wouldn't shock me if Pence hit the road and Nikki Haley showed up as the vice presidential nominee when next year rolls around. Anybody else want to give me a shot on that?
Doug, as they always say, you don't vote for the vice president on a ticket.
No.
You vote for the person at the top.
Yeah.
So
that's not true. I voted for Dick Cheney, and boy, what I got was really.
Yeah, aren't you happy you did that? Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't vote for either one of them. What about you, Rick?
I hear what John's saying. I know, right? There you go. This is the first time I've heard anyone suggest that perhaps there should be a change of vice president. I was listening to what you said. I thought, wow, I never even considered that. But I have to agree. Rich is the only person in America who voted for the vice president in a presidential race. I don't think most people do.
But I'm gonna out you on this one, Rich. You're gonna out me.
Okay.
Sarah. In Alaska, we saw her, and you and I got on the phone with each other.
Yep.
I'm voting for her.
Yep.
She's so sexy and pretty, and
two morons that we were.
Yeah, when McCain put her on, and she's my God, oof, the face of
Sarah Palin. But I voted for Cheney because I was like, okay, who's this Bush guy? And Cheney was like, all right, this guy knows the system. He knows how to make things get through Congress. He knows how the White House works. Good. Yeah. All right.
Knows how to mess up the country. It's 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get back to our Talk Radio review, a roundup of the hot hits in Talk Radio, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, listening to lots of Talk Radio programs, hosts, and stations around the country to come up with this list. Number 10, the NFL season kicking off. Number 9, the boat fire off the coast of California. Number 8, immigration reform. Number 7, the gun policy at Walmart. Actually, this is, I'm going to take a side street here for just a second. Number 7, just a second. There were 5 stores this week, big Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Kroger, that said to their clients, please don't bring your gun into the store. Now, whether it's don't bring the gun into the store or don't bring a gun in that we can see. I thought that was pretty interesting in that there are those who, and I was actually one of them, immediately said, okay, so we don't bring guns into the store. Let's look at who's been shooting things up or where they shoot things up in places like these big stores or where people may go to shoot things up. So the philosophy of the NRA and many of its members is that if we don't have a gun to prevent that, then you're just sitting ducks. So there was some recoiling by some of the usual suspects. So what do we make?
You're going to have your greeter frisk me when I walk in?
Yeah.
Is that how it's going to work?
Have you seen those greeters? Yeah.
Yeah, they barely pay attention to you. So, it's a nice thing to say. But in reality, anybody with a concealed carry is still going to conceal carry inside Walmart.
Right. So, do you have? Did you get anybody ringing your bell, Rick? There at WDEL. By the way, everybody who's here: Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, John Harper, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, here in Delaware, we had Moms Demand action from a couple from here and many from out of state, and there's like 20 or 30 people who had a demonstration. Meanwhile, hundreds, like 500 people, also Democrats here in Delaware, said, no, we want to keep our guns. And I see that kind of reaction happening here in Delaware, which is an indelibly blue state. And when Walmart did this, and they said something crazy about, well, you know, and we care about women, and I'm thinking, wait a second, so you're going to tell women they can't buy the ammunition for their home self-defense weapon? Well, that seemed kind of nuts to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, the whole thing is kind of nuts, actually, when you get around the passion that is part of all of these discussions. So, let's see. Number 6 is climate change. There's nothing new there. I do want to go back to number 5, the climate of the presidential race. The way California is doing things, the state of California will be one of the first to vote in the primary next March. And because of that, remember how things sort of get distorted because of the way the news media is, oh, he won in New Hampshire, or he won in Iowa. Well, now they're going to say he won in California. Is that going to carry more weight because Elizabeth Warren is likely to be Joe Biden among Democrats who will vote in the primary in California? So what does that do for the face?
Nobody pays attention to California. Those people are crazy.
Brent,
well, if you win in a big state, it actually does make a difference. So it doesn't matter if the people are crazy. If you win in a big state, you win in a big state. That actually makes a difference.
Big
it doesn't
state
matter
of crazy
people. Are crazy.
People.
Well, it doesn't make any difference if you're winning in a big state and
sorry,
it's a primary
California,
state for Democrats. It makes a difference because those are primary voters in the Democratic Party. That makes a difference. It makes a difference with the number of delegates. Of course, it does.
Absolutely.
You could argue that Republican voters in some states are nuts also, but if they're in a big state, it makes a difference.
The people who go vote
state
in the primaries are nuts because they're the hard core of either the left or the right, and that's the problem with the educational system in our country, the people who don't really understand how the system actually works. In fact, the primary is a more important election than the general election. But what civics courses in school are teaching that? They don't even have civics courses, no matter what they're teaching. And the average person thinks, oh, I'm going to go vote in the regular election. Unless you're a hardcore person like me who votes in every election no matter what, whether you're voting on dog catcher or you're voting the whatever the issue may be, or statewide, national, there are not a lot of people who do that. And I'm saying that that's wrong. You want to have a say in how the country is actually run, or at least you want to fake having a say in how it's run by voting for somebody that you think is actually running the country, when in fact he or she isn't. But let's give it a shot. And you don't go to the primaries, you're screwing yourself. That's the way I look at it. I don't, everybody else want to, am I right, wrong? Of course I'm right.
Well, you're right, because yeah. People always go, oh, there's no good choices here. You know, yeah, there's, right. Yeah. The last Republican primary, there was 20 people. Yeah. And this Democratic primary, there's 20 people.
20 people.
You yep. would think that you could find somebody reasonably decent out of those 20 on each side. Mm-hmm. But if you don't go to the primary and vote for them, you get what you get.
Yep.
As if you're a Democrat, of course, if you're an independent, which is what I am, and you live in a state with a closed primary, you're shut out of the system.
Right.
And I think that's remarkably unfair.
Well, it is. The whole, and then you get into a discussion of the Electoral College and all that stuff. What I thought was interesting is this week, Ohio canceling hundreds of thousands of voter registrations. The list of voters it's using had a lot of mistakes in it. Secretary of State there published a list of about 235,000 voters at risk of losing their registrations. This is back to that whole business about who votes, how do they register, state identification, you know, the fact that you can go and vote. This is flawed on both sides. The fact that I can walk in. I voted. Fritchie's eyeballs roll back. I don't think I've told that story here. In one federal election, I voted three times. I voted absentee ballot in Florida because I had a residence there. I voted in the morning in Massachusetts and got on an airplane and flew to California and voted in California that night. And
why?
Nobody. Well, just to show
why.
That I could do it. It was like taking, you know, one day I took Cialis and Viagra and Levitra just to find out what would happen. I had the same
and
thing happened.
Would you like to tell the class?
He ended up in jail.
It was very popular.
Yeah. Now, you know, you did commit federal offenses when you were voting like this. Was there any repercussion?
Am.
Did you make it public?
The statute of limitations is long. No, this was long. This was... Richie, when did I have residence in Florida? Probably 14 years ago.
No, if you only voted locally, I would think that's allowed. It's just if you voted for the presidential election three times, that would be.
I did. Yeah. I didn't have to prove who I was. And that was the point of me bringing this up. I can go into any in Massachusetts or California. I vote in Massachusetts for the most part. I don't want to be a resident of California, but I did that to prove a point of how flawed the system is, how ridiculous it is to not
want
to prove.
Why were you registered in California?
Well, because I had property there.
Well, you shouldn't have been registered in California, should you?
Well, so what do you want me to go to jail now?
Well, yeah, I do. You shouldn't have registered yourself in California.
Thank you.
Doug, if you do, it would be a radio topic.
That's very naughty.
I was doing it because it was good radio discussion. I was doing it for my
own. You're a naughty, naughty, naughty boy.
You don't want that to get out too much here in the state of Florida, because you know how things go here in Florida.
Right.
So, with elections. So let's keep that on the QT.
Right, we'll keep it, yeah. This is a number of years ago, so at this point it doesn't make much difference. All right, in a moment.
Have you taken the Viagra on the same day?
What, that I did the elections?
Yeah.
Elections and erections on the same day. I don't know about it that way. But no, I did not, Victoria.
It increases your voting power by three states.
That's good. I like that. In a moment, Victoria is going to tell us what she thinks is the number one story. We haven't gotten to Brexit yet. Let's see if it's related to that right after... A few important words, including me suggesting that if you have blood sugar issues, and one in three of us does, there are some interesting treatments around, but they make you tired, and they also kind of put constraints on your daily life. But there is a new, see, you knew I was going to tell you the story, and I'm going to have a solution to the problem. Solution is Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Carolyn is a natural blend of 10 key ingredients that support healthy glycemic response so you feel great. You're back to normal and you can enjoy the simple things in your daily life. Every one of Carolyn's ingredients is backed by clinical studies that support their effect on glucose levels. Thousands of studies back every single ingredient. This is no fly-by-night outfit, nor is it a fly-by-night product. Curalin, spelled C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It boosts your energy, maintains healthy insulin levels, and supports a healthy metabolism. So you get a proper blend of fats and carbs. You can get Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co. That's Curalin.co. For a $20 off offer, use the DJV code, 1 month supply, $20 off of that, at Carolyn.co. You type in the DJV promo code, $20 off the price of Carolyn. Get started and have a happier, fuller life. You got any kind of sugar issues, blood sugar issues, you want Carolyn. It's Carolyn.co, promo code DJV. The charts for the week of September 2nd to the 6th. Sometimes we don't do a particularly great job of sticking to the list that Michael Harrison and his crew creates. So I'm doing this to make sure you know what the official list is from Talkers Magazine. Top 10 stories, number 10, the NFL season kicking off, the new football season, sports talk radio in general. Number 9, that boat fire. Number 8, race relations, immigration reform, that sort of thing. Number 7, the gun situation. Walmart has changed its gun sales policy act with regard to carry in the concealed carry in the store. Climate change, number 6 on the list. Presidential race, number 5. What's happening in England with Brexit is number 4. The Hong Kongians and their the comings and goings. What's happening in the relationship with China, number 2. Our China relationship, ourselves, the U.S.-China relation, and then the hurricane, number 1, as you might imagine, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Survey.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is introducing a new music benefit for Prime student members as students get ready to head to campus this fall. New and current student members can now subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited, the premium subscription tier of Amazon Music, and immediately access more than 50 million songs, including the latest releases, for an additional 99 cents per month to their monthly or annual Prime student membership plan. By adding Amazon Music Unlimited, Prime student members can get thousands of curated playlists, stations, and discover new music through Voice with Alexa in the Amazon Music mobile app. Julie Law, Amazon.
Amazon Prime offers college students the best of shopping and entertainment, and we're adding Amazon Music's premium streaming service to Prime's fast free one-day shipping, as well as unlimited streaming on Prime Video.
College students who haven't yet tried Prime Student can also sign up for a 6-month trial at amazon.com/Prime Student.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or prediabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a 1 month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV. The list of people that have come to the surface this week in terms of talking about various issues. When you talk about the issues, you talk about the people. Andrew Luck is at number 10 on the survey. Deborah Messing at number 9. She's messing with the president and it's gotten some attention. Wayne LaPierre runs the NRA. Number 8, Mike Pence. Is he gonzo? Number 7. Number 6 and 5, the candidates from the Democratic Party, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Boris Johnson is at number 4, and his future and the fate of Brexit, I guess, all part of that discussion. Carrie Lam is in the number three position. Xi Jinping, I never pronounce it right. I just say the fellow who's running China, he's number two. And Donald Trump, the fellow who's running America, number one this week on the People List, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Victoria Jones, John Harper, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. So number four is Brexit. I was thinking that with Victoria, the number one story would be the fact that Boris Johnson's brother resigned from Parliament because he's angry at his brother. He says there's a big deal between family loyalty and the national interest. I thought that was kind of interesting. That's the big story, right, Victoria?
That's part of the big story, but I was on the British websites yesterday doing research for my multiple interviews on Brexit, and I came across an even bigger story about Britain, and
yes,
it was this. Scandinavian scientists, so that's a bit suspect anyway, simply because they're not British scientists, say that the Loch Ness Monster may be, in fact, a giant eel.
Really?
Yes. They have done multiple DNA sampling of all the creatures they believe to be in Loch Ness. And they say there's no evidence of a monster, but there is multiple evidence of eels, which we all knew there are eels in Loch Ness. And they say it might be a giant eel. And we're like, it's not an eel. It can't be a giant eel. We've all seen the pictures. It's clearly not an eel. An eel doesn't have a head like that. It's obviously a monster. Once again, the scientists are trying to take away our monster. That's the big story.
Damn it. That's awful.
Out of Britain.
Terrible. How many people remember the movie? Am I the only one here who remembers The Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yes.
John, you got to remember that. You and I are the same age. Remember The Creature from the Black Lagoon? This they look like C-3PO on steroids, actually. That's what the guy looked like. This was back in the 50s, though, when it was when you get scared. I mean, you talk about the scary movies that are around today and how they're produced. That movie gave people tremors, and all it was a guy dressed in aluminum foil walking out of a lake carrying some babe. Harper, you don't remember that?
Oops,
John,
we do. In fact, I had a poster of it hanging in the radio station recently.
Now I remember. You know what? I remember seeing that when I was in your station. Yes.
Yeah.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon. All right. Well, anyway, Victoria, you've set us all reeling. Thank you very much for that touching focus on what's going on. And we didn't get much on Brexit, but I don't know. Is there any Brexit?
Well, yes, there is,
10
actually.
Seconds.
Yeah. Boris is going to bring back his bill for an election,
and it's
not clear he's going to win.
Really? All right. There you go. 10 before the hour. Thank you to Victoria and John and Rick and Richie on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process.
We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for Tech Talk, a review, actually, of the top five stories from the world of technology as they impact you, courtesy of the work done, the research from Victoria Keelan, who's all over this stuff all the time. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the announcer. You're a big, the big voiced announcer that goes to number five.
Google is in the news this week, and of course Google owns YouTube, so it's really more of a YouTube story. But the reason they're in the news, not for great reason. They have to pay $170 million to settle accusations that YouTube violated laws protecting children's privacy. The Federal Trade Commission and New York's Attorney General have said that YouTube broke the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by collecting personal information about minors without their parents' permission. Then they use that information to target advertisements at the children. And so the act says that websites can't collect data on children under the age of 13 unless a parent consents to it, and YouTube apparently did not do any of that. $170 million is actually the largest civil penalty ever imposed under the child privacy law. $136 million of this goes to the Federal Trade Commission. $34 million goes to the state of New York. None of it goes to the kids whose identity was targeted. Yeah, it's one of those...
Or money grab from politicians and bureaucrats.
Yep, and yes, YouTube was totally in the wrong, and maybe there will be a class action lawsuit, I'm not sure. But again, parents may not even know if their child was watching a YouTube video and was targeted like this. So it's not an easy thing to figure out, but it's not an easy thing to prove, because, you know, we all know if you search for something and then the next time you're online, the thing you just searched for is everywhere because of cookies. So it's kind of difficult to prove. But, yeah, again, none of the money goes to any of the victims.
All right, number four.
Facebook is saying goodbye to its tag suggestions feature, and they're introducing a broader feature called face recognition to all of their users. So now, with this update, users will receive a notification asking if they want to turn face recognition on or leave it off. It will be defaulted to off. So if you choose to turn it on, Facebook will then use face recognition and their template to find photos and videos of users, even if they're not tagged. This is where people get very nervous about Facebook having essentially the map of your face. And so a lot of people have been saying that a lot of Facebook users are saying they want to keep using Facebook, but they don't want them to have the digital map of their face. And so now Facebook has said, okay, fine, you can turn it off. And again, this is just all comes down to a total lack of trust with Facebook users.
Number three.
Apple acknowledged a flaw in certain Apple Watch models that could actually lead to the screen cracking, and they have now launched a replacement program for anyone who's affected by this. Apple or authorized service providers will replace the screen on the eligible models free of charge, very similar to if your iPhone is under warranty and the screen cracks, you can also get that replaced. Now, for Apple Watch, this is for Series 2 and Series 3. The dangerous thing is those are the waterproof ones. So if you even suspect that your watch might be cracking a little bit, you better get it in and get it replaced before you get waterlogged, and then that does not get covered under this free replacement. So you may, if you have time, it might even be worth just taking your Apple Watch to the store and seeing, or an authorized repair center, and just see if they might want to just pop a new screen on just to be extra safe.
Number two, this is a new study on e-scooter safety. Hey, the bottom line is they aren't.
Exactly. Mate. Alcohol has become a major factor in rising electric scooter-related injuries. Now, a new study published this week found that out of 103 patients that they tracked that were treated at three different trauma centers for e-scooter-related injuries, 79% tested positive for alcohol, and 48% of that group was found to have a blood alcohol level of more than 0.08, which is the legal limit for drivers in most states. So, and it wasn't just alcohol that was impairing scooter users here. They also found that 52% of them were tested positive for drugs. So now some states are going to try to make anyone under 17 wear a helmet, but the average age of the people in this study were males who were 37 years old. So watch out if you see a 30-something-year-old dude on a scooter. He's either drunk or high.
Perfect. Number one, Netflix is flawed.
Yep, well, Netflix has a security flaw, and this is just a basic reminder. Don't use the same password for all of your online accounts, and make sure that when you log out of your Netflix account, if you're using it on a public TV, make sure you log out completely, because people can hack in and change your email account, and you'll lose your account.
There you go. Top five items in the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
DJV.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tropical Storm Dorian wreaked havoc in the U.S., and now it's doing the same north of the border.
The storm that already walloped the Virgin Islands, Bahamas, and North Carolina lashed at far eastern Canada with hurricane-force winds for much of Sunday, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people before beginning to weaken late in the day.
Gordon Griffin reports Dorian hit near the city of Halifax, Nova Scotia, Saturday afternoon, ripping off roofs of apartment buildings and toppling a huge construction crane. It also knocked out power to some 400,000 people in the area. National Hurricane Center said post-tropical cyclone now centered about 375 miles north of Cape Race, Newfoundland, late Sunday night, topping sustained winds around 60 miles an hour. Meanwhile, the government in the Bahamas says the death toll from Dorian has risen now by 1 to 44. Officials have warned the number of deaths likely to rise as security forces and other teams search devastated areas of the northern Bahamas. President Trump says he was set this weekend to meet at Camp David with leaders of the Taliban to negotiate a peace deal in Afghanistan, but that is now off the books.
The secret meeting was to have taken place at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland, just days before the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. But in a tweet Saturday, President Trump said he was canceling it because of a car bombing in the Afghan capital on Thursday that killed 12 people, including 10 civilians and an American soldier, an attack for which the Taliban claimed responsibility. Trump said the attack would only weaken the Taliban's bargaining position, tweeting, "If they cannot agree to a ceasefire during these very important peace talks, they probably don't have the power to negotiate a meaningful agreement anyway." And he asked, "How many more decades are they willing to fight?" Ben Thomas, Washington.
Coast Guard rescuers are looking for four crew members missing off a cargo ship that overturned in St. Simons Sound near the Port Brunswick area of Georgia. This is townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Greece has formally ended the last remaining banking restrictions imposed 4 years ago during a financial crisis that saw the country nearly crash out of the eurozone.
The decision enabled limits to be lifted on international business transactions, overseas cash withdrawals, and money sent to students studying abroad, among other cash curbs. Capital controls were imposed in 2015 during a standoff between international bailout lenders and the previous Greek government. Greece eventually signed up to a third consecutive bailout agreement, and the banking restrictions were later gradually dismantled.
Jeremy House reporting. Conservative Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis tweeted that the abolition of capital controls is a necessary condition to attracting new investment and growth. Check out breaking news. Read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. New York City is suing T-Mobile.
The lawsuit cites abusive sales tactics at Metro by T-Mobile stores, the wireless carrier's prepaid phone brand. It says dozens of stores sold used phones to customers as new, charged fake taxes and unexpected fees, and offered financing for phones that resulted in higher-than-expected prices. The city also says a 30-day return policy is deceptive and comes with restrictions. New York's attorney general is separately leading a coalition of states in suing to block T-Mobile's $26.5 billion deal with rival carrier Sprint. John Scott reporting.
September 8, 1900, Galveston, Texas, struck by a hurricane that killed an estimated 8,000 people. And in 1943, during World War II, General Dwight D. Eisenhower announced Italy's surrender. Nazi Germany denounced Italy's decision as a cowardly act. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic...
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
.com.
Hey folks, up first we have the second half of Fibber Gets Drafted, an episode with Jim Jordan as Mr. McGee, preparing to proudly offer up himself for military service for his nation in the early days of World War II. Then, after we see how all of that works out, we'll transition to the dramas, as Les Damon stars in The Adventures of the Falcon. The previously mentioned Jim Jordan was indeed a military vet, as he served in what was then inaccurately called the War to End All Wars. He married his wife and longtime radio co-star Marion Driscoll in 1918, and just 5 days later was drafted. He arrived in France just in time for the armistice, and instead of fighting, he spent his time traveling with the performance troupe in post-World War I Europe. When he returned to the States, he and his new wife hit the stages of vaudeville and made it to radio in the late 20s. Fibber McGee and Molly was launched in 1935,
And the episode we're in the middle of is from about 6 years into the run. Let's get back to it. About 2 minutes into the resumption of this one, Jim S. Fibber will unleash one of his famous tongue-twisting alliterations. First, though, Harold Perry as Gildersleeve joins McGee. It's from March 18, 1941.
Chums, glad to see you. Have a chair, Mrs. McGee.
I'm sorry to butt in on your during business hours, guilty old man, but I wanted to drop in and say goodbye.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, don't you even want to know where I'm going?
He's on his way to camp at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Really? Why didn't you tell me, McGee?
Well,
I'd like to have gone with you. By George, I haven't been camping since I...
I ain't going camping. I'm in the Army. I've been drafted.
Is that so? My goodness, the country must be worse off than I'd realized, McGee. What are you going to be, McGee? A drummer boy?
I guess you'll have to show him the thing with the stuff, McGee.
Look, Gildy, if you don't believe me, take a gander at that.
What's this?
That's the greeting.
Yep. The President of the United States, Fibber McGee. Greeting.
Yes.
Having submitted yourself to the local board for the purpose. Say, this certainly looks like the real thing, doesn't it, McGee?
Dad, what's the matter with everybody? That is the real thing, Gildersleeve.
You got it in the mail this morning.
Oh, come, McGee. Don't give me that.
Huh?
Why should they call a pudgy little twerp like you for service?
Who's a pudgy little twerp?
You are.
He is not.
I am, too.
You are not.
Then who is?
You can't call me a pudgy little twerp and get away with it. By George, I'll throw you out of my office so quick, you'll meet yourself coming in.
Careful there. That's treason. I'm in the Army now, and if you so much as breathe down my neck, I'll have you court-plastered.
Court-plastered. You in the Army, eh? I'll bet you think Andy Aircraft is Uncle Sam's wife.
I guess you ain't been informed, Gildersleeve, that I was a pretty important guy in the United States Army at one time.
Is that so?
Yeah.
That's so. Why, when I was in the Signal Corps, I had charge of all the carrier pigeons in the Army.
Pigeons?
I rode a motorcycle and towed my pigeons behind me in a little trailer. Pigeon-toed McGee, I was... Pigeon Toad McGee, the proud possessor of personal praise from Pershing and Patan for my practical and painstaking projects in placing my pigeons in the precise places to peddle precious plants to the proper people, the personification of persuasion and the prince of personality, perennially plugging for peace without strife, but the rest of them peas are rolled off my knife.
The King's Men singing Genevieve, Sweet Genevieve.
Thank you.
sure as a flock of guys leaving for camp, ain't there, Molly?
Oh, and a fine-looking group of boys, too.
Ain't we, though?
I didn't mean you, dearie. Frankly, you don't quite seem to fit into a crowd like this.
I know, but they'll improve when I start whipping them into shape. Hey, I better check in with my commanding officer and then come back and kiss you goodbye.
Oh, McGee, Well, it's all so unreal. This has all happened so fast, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what proves I'm still youthful, Molly. The way I adjust myself so quick to new stuff. Hey, wait a minute. That must be the officer in charge now. Hey, Colonel.
Yes?
You in charge of these men, Bud? I mean, sir?
All of them, sir. I mean, Bud. Why? Is your son going with them?
No, he's gone himself.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we can't allow that. Only conscripted men will be permitted to board the train, madam.
Oh, but I am conscripted. I've been drafted too, Colonel.
Oh, is that so? You better get the old boy out of the way, Mother. He's liable to get trampled.
Hey, don't you mother me, you big Logan. I'll have you know
that... Hey, Molly, ixnay on the upstay. Lay off. That guy's most likely be my boss for the next year or so. Go easy. Now, look here.
I'm sorry, mister. I'm very busy right now. I'll have to ask you to stand aside till the train pulls out. All right, boys, line up. Bag and baggage beside the track. You, Anderson.
10 minutes. Now, what do you do, Sergeant York? You stow away on the train?
Don't worry. I'll get in there, all right. Hey, fella, make a little space for me in there, will you? I'm supposed to be there.
Beat it, Pop.
I'll let Uncle Joe in, fella. He may be somebody's brother.
This is the army, mister.
I'll take 3 pencils and a pair of shoelaces, Doc.
There, you baby-faced bundles from Barber College. And you, number 3, button your coat. Pull in your stomach. Hold your chin up.
Ah, horse feathers.
Who said that?
Yehudi.
Who's Yehudi?
Don't tell her, boys. She may be a spy.
Yeah.
She looks like not a Harry.
What's the matter with Harry?
He's all right.
Hey! All right. But wait till I get you guys in camp. I'll drill you punks.
Who'll drill who?
Huh? Oh, hi, Colonel. Hey, these guys won't make room for me in that line there.
Now, look, my good man, you mustn't be a nuisance, you know. If you have a son or a nephew in this crowd, you'll be permitted.
Oh, he hasn't got a son.
I am a nephew. I mean, now look, Colonel, I belong in this bunch. I'm a soldier, too.
You don't say. You must tell me about Bull Run sometime. Now, if you'll just get out of the way, folks.
Now, wait a minute, Ty. I'm one of this bunch of drafted guys, see? And here's my notice to prove it.
What are you talking about? Let me see that paper.
There. Huh. Well, Colonel.
Are you Fibber McGee?
You betcha, Bud. And if you want any help in whipping the rest of these cubs into line, I'll be glad...
When did you get this draft notice?
Just yesterday morning, Colonel Bud.
I can't believe it. It's amazing.
That's what everybody says, Colonel. It just goes to show that if a guy is really sincere in offering his services to his country...
Private McGee, why are you late?
What do you mean? He's here on time, isn't he?
No, he's late.
What do you mean, late? That paper says to be at the station at 5 a.m. on March the 18th.
Yes, but it's 1941 now, and this notice is dated March 1918.
Oh, God, I'm in the wrong line.
We'll be back in just a moment. Do you remember the fairy story in which the little brownies came in every night and did the good cobbler's work for him? Well, now, I don't really believe in fairy stories and gnomes anymore. But, you know, there's just a touch of that brownie business in the way Johnson's Glow Coat keeps your linoleum floor sparkling and clean. It's true, you yourself apply the Glow Coat to the floor, but when your back is turned and you go on about your other work, Glow Coat dries to a beautiful, long-lasting polish all by itself, almost like the brownie magic. Glow Coat takes no rubbing or buffing at all. You simply apply and let dry. And the gleaming Glow Coat polish makes your kitchen cheerful because it keeps the linoleum colors looking like new. It saves you work all year because spilled things are quickly wiped up with a damp cloth. And Glow Coat makes your linoleum last longer, too, by protecting it against scratches and wear. If you don't already use Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat on your floors, try some this week.
Rat, bad rat of luck. If I don't have...
Oh, now,
listen, McGee, don't be downhearted.
Oh, shucks.
You certainly tried to join up.
Yes, and I'm going to try again, too. I'm going to take a train down to camp and crash my way in.
Oh, no, you'd never get past the guards, dearie.
No, I guess I wouldn't. Hey, that reminds me. You know what?
No, what?
We're lucky to be living in a country where they have guards around the camps to keep people out. Good night.
Good night, all.
From March 18, 1941, the role of the commanding officer was played by Gail Gordon. He most often would be heard on that series as Mayor Latrivia. And unlike Fibber, who mistakenly thought he was drafted into World War II, Gordon enlisted and served in the U.S. Coast Guard during that conflict, forcing him to leave the series for a few years due to the military service, as was cast member Bill Thompson. The voice was behind Wallace Wimple, Old Timer, Horatio K. Boomer, and more. He also served. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we move away from the comedy and present the adventures of the Falcon. It begins right after this break.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. After being featured in a series of films as well as in books, the crime-fighting character the Falcon came to radio. Drexel Drake, a pseudonym of writer Charles H. Huff, created the freelance investigator for his 1936 novel, The Falcon's Prey. The radio version that we have stars Les Damon and is supported by Ken Lynch in the role of his pal, Sergeant Corbett. Here is the case of the Grand Gamble for March 13th, 1952.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Carol. I'm glad you called. No, you'll have to count me out tonight, Angel. Some boy I know just bought himself a gun, and unless he's stopped, he aims to get a big bang out of life.
Once again, The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the Grand Gamble. It is early morning in New York, the time of day generally reserved for slumber. But there's plenty of action at Dana's, the gambling spot on Manhattan's east side. All of which impresses the two gentlemen standing by the roulette wheel.
Well, what do you say, Mr. Calvin? You seen enough?
More than enough, Eli. How long has it been going on?
Jackie tells me 6 weeks.
What do you figure the take is?
Around 6 or 7 G's a night.
Not bad. Where does Dana keep himself?
In the office, over there.
What do you say we drop in and congratulate him?
Now?
Now.
Maybe we better wait.
I said now.
You're the boss.
Yeah, I'm the boss, Eli. Let's not forget it.
What do you want me to do?
Just stay out here and see that we're not disturbed.
Yes?
Hello, Dana.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Well, I must say this is a surprise.
I meant it to be. Oh, keep your hands off that buzzer. I just assumed we weren't interrupted.
Now, look, Calvin.
Sit down.
You can't come in here.
Can't? Oh. Now, look, you crumb. This is my territory. From 86th Street to 94th.
Since when?
Since all the time. You're going to close up shop.
And if I don't?
I'll do it for you. I'll give you 24 hours.
You give who 24 hours?
Well, aren't you the sly one?
Aren't I? Now, do you leave quietly or do they carry you out?
You better put that gun away, Dana. It's out of character.
Is it?
Yeah. You're not man enough to pull a trigger. Go on, I dare you. Well, what are you waiting for? You got a right to gun me? Shoot. You can tell them it was a heist.
I'm warning you, Calvin.
You're warning me. Give me the gun.
Let me go.
Come on, drop it.
Oh!
You shouldn't have tried to bluff me, fella. Because I really got a great hand. Come on, Zander, get up. You can't quit now. I got time for another couple of rounds. Oh!
Yes.
Oh, you're home early. Oh, Daddy. Daddy, what happened?
Nothing.
But look at
it. I tell you it's nothing, Joan. Let me sit down.
I'm going to call a doctor.
You'll do nothing of the kind. Tomorrow.
But your face.
I had a little accident, that's all. I fell down at the club.
Can't I get you anything?
Just the phone book.
Who do you want? I'll look it up for you.
See if there's an Al Romero listed.
Al Romero?
Yes.
Couldn't be the same one.
Couldn't be what same one?
The Al Romero I read about. The one who was tied up with Murder Incorporated.
No, this is a different boy.
You're not telling the truth.
Okay, so it's the same one. And I got a job for him. You happy now?
Oh, you don't mean that.
Don't give odds, Joni.
Daddy, what's come over you?
I've seen the light. I just learned when you're in my racket, you can't use kid gloves. Vince Calvin was around to see me tonight.
Calvin?
Yeah. That's why I look this way. So from now on, I play his rules.
You don't know what you're saying.
Try to understand, Joan. I'm doing this for you. I want you to have the best of everything.
But I don't want it that way.
You don't get it any other way. Mr. Calvin taught me that. Now, give me that phone.
No, I won't let you do it.
You won't? Sorry, baby. You might as well learn the facts of life now. Information? I'd like the phone number of Al Romero. Mm-hmm.
for Pete's sake. Wait a minute. Oh, where's my robe? I said, wait a minute. What's
the... Are you Mike wearing?
Well, it all depends.
Depends?
On the time of day. Before 7, I'm not myself.
I know it's late, but I've got to see you.
Well, come back in the morning.
That's no good. Time is of the essence. I don't know what I'll do with you.
Oh, well, now take it easy.
But you don't understand.
Well, I never will at this rate. Now, sit down.
Thank you. I suppose I should introduce myself.
I suppose you should.
My name is Joan Andrews.
Joan Andrews.
Yes.
If you say so.
Well, don't you believe me?
I never question a lady's word at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I wouldn't advise you to come back at 5 with that story.
Why?
Well, if you're Joan Andrews, how come the initials on your purse are J.D.?
Oh, this belongs to a friend.
Mm-hmm. All right, Angel, have it your way.
I tell you, it's the truth.
Well, let's hear the rest.
Well, I'm engaged to a man named Vince Calvin.
Vince Calvin, you?
Do you know him?
Yeah, so I won't offer my congratulations.
Well, Vince has been threatened.
How do you know?
He told me.
Well, go on.
That's all there is to it. I want you to see nothing happens to him.
Now, Angel, enough is enough. You can't expect me to buy that.
I swear it's true.
Does Calvin know you're here?
No, and he mustn't find out. He thinks he can take care of himself.
Well, from what I know of that gent, he can.
But I can't afford to gamble. You've got to protect him.
Why don't you go to the cops?
Because I don't want any publicity. Vince would kill me if there was.
And this is the man you're engaged to?
I didn't mean it that way.
Now, how did you mean it?
Look, Mr. Waring, it all comes down to this. Either you want the case or you don't.
I get $100 a day plus expenses.
That's all right. I'll pay you in advance.
Hey, you're really on the level about this, aren't you?
What did you think?
Well, frankly, Joan, I don't know. Where can I reach you?
Oh, don't bother calling me. I'll call you.
Okay. But keep in touch with the office. I hope for your sake there won't be any startling developments. Funny.
You must have money in the bank, Eli. You're talking to yourself.
There's a blue Nash behind us.
It's a very attractive color. So what?
I'd swear that was the same car I saw on Broadway.
You're imagining things.
I tell you, it's the same one, Calvin. He's trailing us.
Turn up 84th.
It's one way going east.
That's all right. I'll take care of the ticket. Let's see if he makes the same mistake. Well?
What did I tell you? He's coming right after us.
Okay, stop right here. Give me a gun.
What are you going to do?
Wait for our friend?
Yeah, but don't you think we...
I think you worry too much. Stay here. What's the matter, comrade? Having trouble?
How's that?
I asked if you were having trouble.
Oh, yeah, I guess I lost my way.
I guess you did. Get out.
What for?
I want to look at you.
Now, listen, friend.
Are you going to get out of that car?
Is that thing loaded?
What do you think?
I think I'd better get out.
Now, walk over to that lamppost.
Sure, anything you say.
Hold it. That's fine. Just keep your hands with the air.
How's this?
Well, what's the idea, Waring?
If it isn't Vince Calvin. Certainly is a small world.
Too small. Why are you tailing me?
Me? Tailing you?
Eli saw you on Broadway.
No. It must have been two other guys. I was just headed home.
So you go the wrong way up a one-way street?
Well, we all make mistakes.
And you're going to pay for yours.
I wouldn't try that again.
Who put you on to tailing me?
None of your business.
I got a good mind.
I wouldn't try it.
Well, keep out of my way. You understand? I don't like being crowded.
Well, with 10 million people in town, you got to expect
it. I mean it, Waring. If I catch you within gunshots, so help me, I'll let you have it. Now, on your way.
What for? I like it here.
Okay. Maybe I can arrange for you to hang around for quite a while. Come.
I'm looking for Vince Calvin.
Who are you?
If I wanted you to know, I would have had them announce me.
Eli! Eli!
If you're calling your stooge, you're wasting your time.
Where is he?
What difference does it make?
Now, look, comrade, I don't know what your game is.
Solitaire. And I play it with this.
What's the idea of the gun?
This is how I deal them. Would you like to see one off the top?
What made Dana think I'd fall for this?
Huh?
Well, didn't Dana send you around?
You can't expect me to divulge the name of my client. That wouldn't be ethical.
Now, look, Buster, you're not kidding me. I don't frighten easy.
Mean to tell me you're not scared?
Not a bit.
Glad to hear that. There's one thing I admire. It's a guy with plenty of moxie. It's a pity to have to spill yours. A real pity.
Listening to The Falcon on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Break it down with MusicRewind.com and Ella and Her Fellas, a 2-CD compilation of 40 original vocal and instrumental collaborations with the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, featuring Louis Armstrong, The Ink Spots, Nelson Riddle, Cal Basie, The Mills Brothers, and many more.
When I linger on, dear,
the very thought of you.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to swing and sway with Ella and Her Fellas. Pay only $17.98, plus get a bonus of reduced shipping today by using promo code ELLA77.
Crooked letter, crooked letter, I. Humpback, humpback on Mississippi, blowing down to New Orleans.
A biscuit, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket.
Take a sentimental journey with Ella and Eddie Haywood, or hop on the A-Train with Ella and Duke Ellington today for only $17.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code ELLA77 for reduced shipping.
The moment that we met, my heart went, oops, I never will forget.
And got that old feeling when you came inside.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order Ella and Her Fellas now. Remember Ella 77 to pay the amazingly low price of $17.98 and to save on shipping. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travels. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow at hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow hotels.com on Twitter. Tweet why you need a break and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
And now, back to The Falcon and Les Damon on When Radio Was.
Three hours have passed since Mike Waring had his run-in with Vince Calvin, the man he was hired to protect. Now, at Mike's apartment, we find him recuperating from the encounter.
Yeah? Hiya, Mike.
Oh, what do you want, Sergeant?
Oh, no, that's no way to greet an old and trusted friend. Hey, what happened to you?
Never mind.
Hey, let me see.
Will you get your hands off me?
Well, if I was you, I'd trade this head in for another. Or better still, you could grow one.
Look, Sergeant, I'm in no mood for kibitzing.
Wow, looks like someone really did a job on you.
Well, you ought to see the other guy.
I did. He looks even worse.
What are you mumbling about?
Why'd Calvin slug you?
How did you know it was Calvin?
Now, you're not the only detective in the crowd.
Well, when I get my hands on him...
I can arrange that. He's at the morgue.
The morgue?
He was gunned at 9 o'clock tonight.
Is that on the level?
You know I never joke about things like murder.
Who did it?
Did you?
Don't be an idiot.
Well, you got to admit we can make out a pretty convincing case. After all, he bounced you around.
If I went around killing everyone who bounced me...
Yeah, I know. You could fill your own personal cemetery. Still and all, it doesn't look so good for you.
Who says so?
Lieutenant Corum.
Oh, that jerk.
That jerk can pull you in and throw away the key. What gave with you and Calvin?
I was tailing him for a client.
Why?
She thought he was in danger.
Oh, she must have had inside information. Who is she?
Joan Andrews.
You say that like you don't believe it.
Well, I don't.
So even though you knew she was a phony, you took the case.
Oh, she may have been a phony, but her money wasn't.
What'd she have against Calvin?
Nothing.
Look, Mike, if you're holding out...
Why should I? She told me they were engaged.
And you bought that story? Calvin's a married man.
Well, I didn't know that.
For a smart guy, there's a lot you didn't know. You better find this client of yours.
Sure, tell me how.
Well, that's your headache. But you better dig her up and do it fast. Lieutenant Corum.
Hey, wait a minute. How did you learn about my run-in with Calvin?
Eli told me.
You mean Eli Proctor, Calvin's stooge?
Yeah.
He knows all about Calvin's operations, doesn't he?
Including the one Calvin did on you.
Yeah. Well, maybe he knows something about my mysterious client, too. You want to join me?
No, thanks. I've already talked to him. But don't let that stop you. No, you go right ahead. Have your fun.
Sure you won't join me in a drink, Waring?
Positive.
You don't know what you're missing.
Well, I'll take my chances, Eli. Why did you tell the cops Calvin slugged me?
It was my duty, wasn't it?
You're the kind of a guy who never forgets it.
Not me.
Well, let's see how good that memory is. Did Calvin have any enemies?
Nary a soul.
Just a big, lovable guy, huh?
That was Vince. We're really going to miss him around here.
Yeah, I'll bet. Who's going to handle the business now that he's gone?
I don't know, but if his wife wants me, I'll be available.
Well, that's big of you.
Well, that's the sort of a guy I am.
Mm-hmm. She'd be a lot easier to swindle than Vince was.
You want to watch that mouth, fella?
I'm sorry. You see, I washed it this morning. Can't seem to do a thing with it. You know a girl about 5'2", blue eyes, blonde hair, pretty?
No, but I'd love to meet her.
Me too. How did she know that Calvin was in trouble?
Maybe she was planning to knock him off.
So she hired me to prevent it?
You didn't do too good a job, did you?
That was Calvin's fault. He never should have slugged me.
If I were around, this might not have happened. Well, that's life for you.
Or death. What does Mrs. Calvin look like?
You're barking up the wrong tree, Waring. She's a redhead.
Mm-hmm. Did he have any girls on the string?
Nope.
Come on, Eli, open up.
Tell you, he didn't have any trouble with a dame. But he did have trouble with a man.
Who?
Arthur Dana.
The guy who runs the club on 86?
Yeah, Vince closed him up.
Well, then Dana might have had it in for Calvin.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Eli. You've been a big help.
You're not leaving already.
Yeah, but I'll be back. See what you can dream up in the meantime.
Yes?
Well, if it isn't Joan Andrews.
What?
Well, that's the name you used 36 hours ago.
Are you out of your mind?
If I am, Angel, it's little girls like you who are responsible.
Get out.
Now, Joanie, I didn't throw you out when you came calling on me.
You're crazy.
You don't remember coming to my apartment at 4 o'clock yesterday morning?
I came to your apartment?
Yes, you did. And you used the name Joan Andrews. Just to keep the record straight... What are you calling yourself today?
Look, are you going to get out of here?
Wait a minute. Of course. You must be Dana's daughter. I was a sap not to have seen it before. Why did you hire me to protect Vince Calvin?
Vince Calvin? I never even heard of the man.
Well, your father did. Were you afraid he was going to kill Calvin?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, Angel, I rarely slug a woman, but in your case, I'll be glad to make an exception.
Don't you dare.
Where's your father?
He's not here.
Dana!
I tell you, he's not here. He flew to the coast on business yesterday morning.
What time?
Caught the 4:30 plane.
But Calvin was killed at 9.
Well, that proves my father couldn't have done it.
You're lying.
If you don't believe me, check with Creighton Airlines.
Thanks for the advice, Angel. That's one tip I intend to take.
Hello?
That's you, Johnny?
Daddy, where are you calling from?
Los Angeles. What'd you think?
When are you coming home?
Maybe a week or 10 days.
Try to get back as soon as possible.
Why? What's the matter?
I can't talk on the phone. Where are you staying?
Why?
I want to write to you. Vince Calvin was murdered yesterday.
I know. I heard about it out here.
Well, Mike Waring is investigating the matter.
Falcon? How did he get involved?
Well, that's a long story. I'll go into it in my letter. What's the name of your hotel?
Oh, it won't do you any good, honey. I'm checking out. I don't like it here.
But how'll I reach you?
Well, you can't. You'll have to wait for me to get in touch with you.
But Mike Waring thinks...
I don't care what he thinks. You told him I was on the coast?
Yes.
Well, there's my alibi. When he hears I called you from...
Daddy, that was your dime being released into the payphone.
Listen, Joan...
You're in New York. You've been here all the time.
Forget it.
But if you were in New York...
I told you to forget it. Take care of yourself, Jody. Don't worry about Mr. Waring. I'll take care of him.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be back with more of the case of the Grand Gamble right after this.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now let's wrap up this case of the Falcon, the case of the Grand Gamble, on When Radio Was.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get your bets down. The gentleman is coming out. And eight's the point.
I got two bets, says he's right, Eli.
Go away, boy. You bother me.
You busy?
What does it look like?
And the gentleman got himself a big ten.
I would a word with you.
Would you?
Yeah. Unless you want me to make a nuisance of myself out here.
Jackie.
Yeah?
Take over the table.
Right.
I knew you'd see the lights.
Follow me.
I did that once, and it didn't work out so well.
Huh?
The other night. Wound up with a peach of a headache, remember?
It was your own fault.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is quite a layout.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, you really moved in, haven't you?
Come on, Waring, get to the point.
Well, I was wondering if you had any more leads.
Leads?
Yeah, for Calvin's murder. What about his missus?
What about her?
You think she might have knocked him off?
Are you nuts? Where's her motive?
Ooh, she might have wanted to get her hands on all this.
Don't talk like a schmo. She don't even know what this thing is worth.
Well, that's going to make it awfully convenient for you.
Now listen, Waring.
Well, isn't it?
If you came here to needle me...
Apparently I succeeded, huh? All right, can you think of anyone else who might have had it in for Calvin?
What's wrong with Dana?
Nope, he's got an alibi.
Who says so?
I do. He was on his way to Los Angeles at the time.
Couldn't he have hired someone else to do the job?
Hmm?
A torpedo.
Ooh, I never thought of that.
Well, it's time you did.
Yes, you may have something there. Of course, there's only one thing wrong with that theory.
What?
If Dana hired a pro to do the job, he wouldn't quit now.
What do you mean?
Well, his daughter must have told him I was shoving my nose into this business. If Dana felt I was a source of danger to him, he'd give orders for that gunman to go to work again.
Well?
Well, the mere fact that I'm alive proves you're wrong. Still, it was an original thought, Eli. Let me know if you get any more bright ideas.
Money and Waring.
What?
Just
is
keep your hands where they are.
Who the devil are you?
Me? I'm a nobody.
Not with that gun in your mitt. That makes you a big man.
Yeah, I guess it does. Kick the door shut.
Hmm?
I said kick it shut.
Sure, anything you say.
Now, park yourself on that sofa.
Hey, don't I know you from someplace?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you must be the citizen who got Calvin.
How did you figure that out?
Oh, I'm real smart.
Well, then maybe you can answer this. If I'm the guy who killed Calvin and you know it, what do you suppose is going to happen to you?
Well, that's a very good question.
Ain't it? I'll give you 2 minutes to dream up the answer.
Just 90 seconds has passed since Mike Waring entered his apartment to find it occupied. Worse yet, the new tenant moved in with all the necessary hardware.
Well, what do you say, Waring? You look like you've been thinking. You come up with the answer?
What answer?
What's going to happen to you?
Oh, well, if I were judging solely by appearances, I'd say someone doesn't want me around.
Smart boy.
Mm. Would you mind telling me who you're working for?
What difference does it make?
Well, I'd hate to get sent to my grave without knowing who's responsible.
That's the way it wakes up sometime.
Was it Dana?
Where do you want it?
Do I have a choice?
Sure, I ain't a bad guy. If you leave it to me, I'll put it right in the back of your head. That way you won't feel a thing.
Thanks, loads.
I mean it. I never had a complaint yet.
I bet.
Okay, on your feet.
Well, what's the point? I'm only going to get knocked off him again.
Okay, wise guy, try to do you a favor.
I'm ready to return it. If I were you, I'd drop that gun.
Would you?
Yeah. Don't look now, but there's an ugly police sergeant right behind you.
Think I'm going to fall for that tired routine?
Why not? What? Watch it, Sergeant. Corbett.
I'm all right. What about our friend?
Well, I can't say as much for him.
Is he?
Yep. This time, Corbett, you really called your shots. Hello, Eli.
Waring.
Yeah, I want you to meet a friend of mine.
No, don't bother introducing us, Mike. We've met 6 years ago, wasn't it, Eli? When you and Calvin first started. You had a joint on West 8th Street. It was just a little...
Let's not start reminiscing, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got carried away.
Sit down. No, thanks. We won't be staying long. We just dropped by to thank you.
What for?
Well, if it hadn't been for you, we never would have cleaned up this mess.
What are you mumbling about?
We solved Calvin's murder.
Swell. But I don't
see
how...
Well, you were the one who advanced the theory that there might be a professional killer involved. And you were right.
Did you find him?
Yep. Waiting for me at my place. His name was Tony Abruzzo. At least, that's how he's been identified at the morgue.
The morgue?
Well, it was either him or Waring, and like a fool, I made the wrong choice.
I doubt it. I think you were aiming for me, but you're such a rotten shot.
Look, if you guys got nothing better to do...
Oh, we have, Eli. You see, before Tony died, he named you as the party who hired him.
You're lying.
We even found your check on his body.
You couldn't. I paid him
cash. All right, Sergeant, what are you waiting for? Make out like a cop and do your duty.
I should apologize, Mr. Waring. But you see the position I was in. I was afraid my father intended to kill Calvin.
And that's why you hired me.
Yes.
Well, didn't you know your father was in New York during the time of the murder?
Well, I only discovered that later. It seems he canceled out on his trip. Then when he heard that Calvin was murdered...
He got nervous and decided to play it as though he were in Los Angeles all along.
Mm-hmm.
That was silly. He played right into Eli's hands. He was just lucky that Eli gave himself away.
Now, that I don't understand.
Well, you see, Angel, it all came down to motive. Eli was the only one who actually profited by Calvin's murder. With Calvin gone, it was a cinch for him to move in and take over the club.
But what about Mrs. Calvin?
No, she didn't figure to give him any trouble. He even admitted to me that she didn't know the score.
Weren't you guessing all this?
Well, sure, but I had nothing else to go on. And when Eli suggested a professional gunman might have done the actual job for your dad, I decided to do a little deep-sea fishing.
I don't follow you.
Well, I told him that if your father was behind the kill, he'd certainly take care of me.
Oh, so that's why he sent that Tony Abruzzo around,
hmm? Mm-hmm. He really rose to the bait. So I got together with Corbett and laid a trap.
Then it was no accident that the sergeant turned up.
Oh, no. He was behind me right along.
And I still am.
Oh, no.
Just thought I'd see how you're getting along. Mind if I join you?
I certainly do. Didn't you ever hear two's company and three's a crowd?
No. No, did you just make it up?
Oh, now listen.
Wait, there's an easy way to handle this.
Oh, but you're not leaving.
Well, you two get along so well, it would be a pity to let a woman break up your happy home. Good night, Mike.
The Case of the Grand Gamble, as presented on The Adventures of the Falcon on the evening of March 13, 1952. Les Damon played Michael Waring for a couple of years in the early 50s, preceded on radio by Barry Kroger, James Meehan, and Les Tremaine. The Falcon was not the only lead role that those two Lesters spent time playing. Can you name the Dashiell Hammett detective character that both Les Damon and Les Tremaine earlier portrayed? I'll provide the answer and wrap up when radio was... right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Radio's top cop takes on all the vice the post-war decade had to offer in Dragnet's true-to-life police procedurals.
It was Saturday, July 18th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch on a homicide detail. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Lorman. My name's Friday.
Jack Webb, the creator of the series, stars as Sergeant Joe Friday in Radio Spirit's special 10-CD collection, Dragnet, Big Crime.
Something else you ought to know.
Yeah, what's that?
That gun he's got, the .22 rifle?
Yeah.
He's got a real thing about guns. Big collection. Rifles, pistols, automatics, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they all work.
The cases worked by radio's most earnest law enforcement officer were compelling in their depiction of commonplace tragedies. Dragnet, Big Crime, brings you 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes of this radio classic.
Go in. I quit.
All right, throw the gun out, Gray. Throw the gun out.
I won't do it.
Come on, throw that gun out.
Hey, hello.
Dragnet Big Crime is regularly priced at $39.98. But today, When Radio Was listeners can save $15 and get Big Crime for just $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Friday77.
Everything we did, he planned it.
We asked about something. He said not to worry about it. He had it all figured.
Yeah.
All we said, he was as smart as any cop. Kept telling us you made mistakes.
We do.
And that's what he said.
He should have told you the rest of it.
What do you mean?
We can make them more than once.
Don't make the mistake of missing out on this outstanding offer. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code Friday77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a couple of Lesters, Les Damon and Les Tremaine. Both spent time starring in The Adventures of the Falcon, but they also worked on radio as Nick Charles, Dashiell Hammett's private eye in The Adventures of the Thin Man. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.